Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL presents live coverage of Galesburg girls basketball.
Hit the three-pointer, yeah!
Sulphur Springs girls basketball.
Oh, you can hear the buzz in the crowd. She'll take the NBA three, good!
Now, here's Jim Wyman with the Sulphur Streaks pregame show on WGIL.
Hello again, everybody, from Dunlap High School. This is Jim Wyman, along with Eric Gibson. We're just about ready for high school basketball as the Galesburg Sulphur Streaks playing a non-conference game against the Dunlap Lady Eagles this afternoon. Dunlap suffering their first loss of the year, losing last night to the Morton Lady Potters. So the Dunlap Lady Eagles coming out of the tournament at Chatham-Glenwood as the champions of that tournament, and under Coach Joe Wenskes, they are a strong, strong team. Coach Wenskes, a native of Addison, Illinois. He went to Addison Driscoll Catholic High School, Eastern Illinois University. He's a 1974 graduate of Addison Driscoll, so he's been coaching for a long time, mostly in the boys program, but now in the girls program in his second year as the head coach of the Dunlap Lady Eagles. Again, they're 6-1. Dunlap lost to the Silver Streaks last year in the regional at Geneseo, falling to Galesburg 60-50 in the first round of the Geneseo Regional. They were ranked fifth, the Lady Eagles were, in the preseason Journal Star Ratings. They beat Mattoon 47-38 at the Chatham Tournament and then won the tournament by beating Chatham-Glenwood on their home floor 63-43. So this, a solid team. They played the Silver Streaks really tough in that regional last year, losing 60-50 in that game. And in that game, Anna Cruiser, their 6-foot senior center, who was a junior last year, played extremely well against Rachel Pendry and Kelly Ricketts inside for Dunlap. So the Streaks will have their hands full in this game today. Galesburg coming off a huge win on Thursday night as they defeated the United Township Lady Panthers by the score of 58-55. It was a great game for Mynika Warner, but after the game we were talking with our colleague Jimmy Carr, Eric, and he was saying that he would have given it to Sarah Baker, that she had a great game for the Streaks.
Well, she did have a very good game. She was a difference maker, and Jimmy made some good points about how the offense was more aggressive with her in the game. However, you know, after watching a performance, although Mynika kind of faltered down the stretch in free throws, and she told us after the game that she thinks that the crowd was getting to her, I thought it attributed a little bit more to fatigue because
I listened to the game and I couldn't hear the crowd at all in the background.
Yeah, and I think it was more fatigue in my personal opinion. She hasn't been playing a lot of full games because of foul trouble, and so she finally gets into a full game and had some issues. But I still think you get a double double and lead the team in scoring, you should be the player of the game. But going from there, this is going to be a tough test, as you stated tonight, or this afternoon, for an afternoon game on a Saturday. However, the Streaks have some things going for them. Big win on Tuesday. Dunlap played last night. And not only do they have a short turnaround between last night's game against Morton and today's game, but they also suffered their first loss of the season. So the coach, Wenskes, is going to see how good of a bounce-back team he has here in going from their first loss of the season and rebounding for a short turnaround.
So the Silver Streaks, the sophomores are involved in a Donnybrook here as the Galesburg sophomores are trailing 47-45 with 4.5 seconds to go in this one, and they're going to have the ball. So maybe we can kind of follow this a little bit and pick up the end of the sophomore game for you as Ty Peachy is going to throw the ball inbounds in the backcourt. She's going to come in, and here's the shot up. It's going to be partially blocked, and now we're going to get Megan Young fouling one of the Dunlap players. The problem is I don't have a roster in front of. Oh, there it is. So I do have a sophomore roster for Dunlap that I could use, and so Dunlap now is going to go to the free throw line. The Streaks were unable to get a shot up that time, as for Galesburg, that time it was Michaela Rodriguez who was trying to get the shot up for the Streaks, but it was partially blocked. And now for Dunlap, it'll be Jamie Nichting who will go to the free throw line and a chance to make it a three-point game. with 1 second to go on the clock, and now a chance to make it a two-possession game as she's standing at the free throw line. And she has interesting form, but it's pretty effective, and she missed it. The rebound, Jamie Johnson, she'll fire it at the buzzer, and the streak sophomores are going to lose. The final score, it's Dunlap 48 and Galesburg 45 in the sophomore game. So the streak sophomores on the season now drop to 4-3. We're going to come back and talk to the head coach of the Dunlap Lady Eagles. That's Joe Wenskes. And we'll do that in a moment. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Bree Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart Bree Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Bree Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Bree Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I heart Bree Loves.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
This is Jim Wyman back on the pregame show, and I'm with Joe Wenskes, the head coach of the Dunlap Lady Eagles. Dunlap 6-1 on the season. Coach Wenskes, a native of Addison, went to Addison Driscoll High School, Eastern Illinois University, his second year coaching the Lady Eagles, and of course we saw them in the regional last year as Galesburg defeated Dunlap by the score of 60-50. You're having a great year. You played last night against Morton, first loss of the season. Tell us about that game.
Well, it was a good game, second half. First half we were doing a lot to adjust to Brooke Bisping, who is a good player.
Isn't she something?
She is something. She's very calm. She does a great job of making sure her teammates get into the game. And then when they need her, she just flat out takes over. But I thought we did a good job for a while defending her. We put our senior Jordan Schrader on her, and she did a good job. Held her to hard baskets early in the first half. But then we kind of lost sight of her a little bit because we got in some foul trouble. But overall, I mean, we scored 57 points, so wasn't too disappointed in that. Just their other four shot pretty well, I thought. And we didn't defend them well enough. Gave them too many easy looks.
What about your other games before Morton?
Well, we played in the Chatham-Glenwood tournament. And
You won that, right?
Yeah, we did win that, yes. We went 5-0 there. And two good games, Chatham and Springfield. Those were very well-fought games, well-played, hard-fought. I thought our kids played really exceptionally well through those. And we had our inside girls of Jenny and Anna score well. I mean, they were in double figures all five games, I believe. And not the competition maybe that Galesburg's had at their tournament, but still, I thought a good one for us to start and gain a lot of confidence.
Well, you mentioned Jenny and Anna, and of course that's Jenny Erdlinson and Anna Cruiser, who we saw last year in the regional up at Geneseo. When I thought you played Galesburg a great game, and especially Anna Cruiser had a good game that night against the Silver Streaks, and you lost the game by 10, but it seemed at times to be a little closer than that.
Oh, well, thanks. What I am learning about these girls after now spending a summer with them, I played with them last year and then spending a summer with them, they have a lot of heart. They just don't like to lose, and that's a great asset to have. And the two big girls, you know, Jenny can come outside if we need her to do that, and then we can drop it back into Anna, or we can leave Anna, or Jenny and Anna both inside. And luckily this year with our little better guard crew, we're hoping to keep them very active.
Now tell us about the rest of your players besides Linson and Cruiser.
Okay, we have Lauren Keegan back at the point, who we lost to injury last year for most of the season. And she's calm. She handles the ball. It's what you want in a point guard. She just really does a good job of distributing the basketball to who it needs to get to. Jordan Schrader is a great defender and is just starting to come into her own on the offensive end a little bit more. And Allie Reddington is the other senior who is our she handles the ball some. She's a decent shooter, and she is the banger. She loves to drive, and she loves to rebound. And for her size, she's probably one of the best rebounders we have.
Well, I remember last year you guys were beating the streaks on the boards a lot in the game at Geneseo. What's your scouting report show about Galesburg? Have you had a chance to scout them?
Unfortunately, no, we haven't this year.
Well, you know what they're going to do, though, right?
Well, we have a pretty good idea, yeah, from what we know from last year. And I would assume the system is very well intact, and they're going to play hard, a good, solid basketball. And, we're just hoping to pull a few tricks out of the bag and see what we can do with it.
This would be a big win for your program.
It would be. We're glad they're on the schedule. Evan and I talked last year about trying to get them on the schedule, and it worked out, and we're happy for that. And hopefully I'll still be happy after the game's over, too.
Joe, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim. Nice.
That's Joe Wenskes, the head coach at Dunlap. We'll take a break. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
Jim Wyman back on the pregame show with Evan Massey, the head coach of the Streaks. We have Dunlap and the Silver Streaks coming up here on WGIL. Great win for you the other night on the road. Conference win against East Moline. Had to fire the kids up.
It did, yeah. And now it would be interesting, you know, turn around where we're playing on a Saturday afternoon, not a team that they're real familiar with. But, you know, part of a growing process is, you know, we've got to have the same kind of approach that we did Thursday and play with that kind of intensity.
This is the place where Morton was on the schedule last year, and you've substituted Dunlap, a team that you played in the regionals and beat 60-50 last February. What problems do they bring for you? As I remember, they played tough inside last year.
They did. They've got two nice inside players, both of them seniors. One, you know, a kid with pretty good size, and then the other one's a 5'11 kid that's a nice shooter will step out of the floor and be able to shoot the ball. So, yeah, I think that's where the biggest concern is with their inside kids.
Coach, thank you so much. Well, the band is stuck up behind us. I know you have to get to the locker room, and we'll see you after the game.
Okay, thank you.
That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Streaks. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Pratty Insurance in Galesburg and Pekin Insurance are offering a revolutionary return of premium term life insurance policy that offers a money-back guarantee. Here's how it works. Your beneficiary receives a death benefit if you die, but if you live, Pekin Insurance will give you back all the premiums you have paid. No questions asked. It's available with affordable guarantee level premium for periods of 20 or 30 years. Don't hesitate to visit your local Pekin Insurance agency, Pratty Insurance, today.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Walk in or drive through for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
We're back on the pregame show. Jim Wyman along with Eric Gibson. With you on WGIL and WGIL.com. We are not in the main gym here at At Dunlap High School, we are in the auxiliary gym, and I want to tell you that this is a small, small gym with bleachers on only one side. If my wife is listening back in Sandwich, this gym makes the Serena Grade School gym look like the United Center. I'll tell you, this place is small. Our pregame coaches interview is brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Well, the Streaks playing a tough non-conference schedule. You may remember last year, Galesburg was in a situation where they were supposed to play Morton on this date in December, and this was the day of the big ice storm last year when they canceled the game, and much of Galesburg was without electricity for most of that Saturday, and then the Morton game was rescheduled to January. Now this year, Morton is still on the schedule. The Streaks are going to play them during the ML King Tournament, which is now called the Galesburg Classic Tournament, and they will play at Morton in January. So the Streaks will also get to see the All-Stater, Brooke Bisping, but a little later last year. And again, in the regional game last year, the Silver Streaks played Dunlap at Geneseo, and in that game, Galesburg defeated Dunlap by the score of 60-50. And we saw Anna Cruiser and Jenny Erdlinson. Cruiser is 6 foot. Erdlinson is 6 foot. And especially Cruiser was tough inside and gave Kelly Ricketts, Galesburg center, one of the toughest games that she had last year. She is big. She is not only tall, but she is a big girl. And she will give the Streaks fits inside. So again, and there's a lot of pressure early in the season, and we've talked about it, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Mynika Warner to stay in the game today, and more importantly, to score.
Yeah, Jim, and Mynika Warner needs to be athletic today. She's got to use her athleticism, because we've seen that the bigger centers, the Lauren Lynx, have given the Streaks fits inside. And she, number one, she's got to stay out of foul trouble. And we talked with her about it that after last game, where she needs to work on her defensive positioning. And she said she's been doing that, and coach has been harping on that with her so that she's gotten better and stayed out of foul trouble. And we also talked that comes with experience. But, yeah, they're going to have to stay out of foul trouble, and she's going to have to stay alive inside. Now, the Streaks, if they can push the ball against this team, might be in a better position, because it looks like, you know, they might be able to take advantage of some fast break points against this team, as they don't look to have the speed that the Streaks do coming into the game.
On the way over here today, you and I talked a little bit about Megan Young and how great she has played. She came in and was 4-for-4 from the free throw line against United Township on Thursday night, but yet she's playing almost the entire sophomore game. She was in there at the end, and that's got to be tough to play a whole game and then come back and play in a varsity.
Well, it's definitely going to show as the season goes on. I'm sure she's going to get some wear and tear, some nicks, and some other injuries if she continues to play that much. But she has been impressive in these varsity games, and she's done what you ask the younger players to do, and to show up, hustle, and force the issue. Now, a couple games ago, she was the player of the game based on the fact that she came in and she showed great hustle. And Coach Massey said after that game, in fact, that he was impressed with the way she was playing and didn't think that the rest of the team was showing that same intensity. We saw that intensity last game from the whole team.
Well, you know, when we saw her come in that second quarter, she sparked them, because she was beating the Lady Panthers to the ball. And I mentioned it on the broadcast that Galesburg was beating United Township to the ball time after time, and it was Megan Young, who was doing that.
Yeah, and in fact, it's the little things that don't show up on the stat sheet that sometimes makes your most your best player. You need everybody to play a role, and sometimes that role is just to do the little things, to set the screens, to play good defense, to get to the loose balls. If you don't get those loose balls, you're missing out on extra possessions. And with the lack of defensive rebounding the Streaks have had at times this season, it's important for them to definitely get the loose balls as well. And she's definitely been that key cog for the Streaks when she's been in the game.
The Whitney Daler, Maddie Boyer watch also continues. John Ring in the Galesburg Zephyrin reported that their suspension was for 7 games, but they are not in uniform today. and the Streaks have played seven games. So an unnamed source has told us that it is a 10-game suspension, so we will not see them for another three games.
Well, and we talked after the game with Coach Massey. I thought, in my personal opinion, that Bailey Boyer had the best half of her short varsity career in the first half against United. We didn't see her score a lot in that game, but we saw what we saw is what you want your point guard to do. She was pushing the ball effectively, and she was distributing very well. She was recognizing the holes in the zone, and the zone has given the streaks fits this year. And she was finding the weak side post player, and she was also distributing to the jump shooters for some easy twos and threes. And that kind of helped Jess Howard get started in that game as well.
Aaron Fry mentioned in the Register Mail that Boyer, Bailey Boyer, is suffering from shin splints and has had some problems with that. But I tell you, she gets a little bit better every game, it seems.
Well, she does. And you know what? Before that last game, I actually noticed she's wearing an interesting brace-type compression device on each one of her shins, and that's what I thought that was for. I don't think I mentioned it during the last broadcast, but she wears these black compression things. And that, Jim, I don't know if you've ever had shin splints, but it's tough to run
you
up
have,
and down.
You have, right?
Oh man, it hurts to run up and down on the wood floor. And the way and how hard she pushes the ball, it definitely inhibits her to an extent. But the key for Bailey Boyer is to keep her eyes up off the ball, find open teammates, and distribute. And she's done a good job. She's got to stay in control. And I thought she did a better job last game. And like you said, she's getting better every game.
The other thing we talked about on the ride over here today was the situation with the press. Galesburg last year was a devastating team when they would press. And against a team like Dunlap that has the big girls inside and run the floor as well as other teams, a press can really work out. And missing Whitney Daler, who was just like as quick as a cat last year on that press, really makes a difference. And the Streaks this year, had their press has not really been that effective. And the other thing is they've been victimized by the press.
Well, Jim, we did talk about on our long drive, a lot on our long drive over here.
Yeah, we got lost.
Problems getting here. But yeah, and that'll be a key. Once Coach Massey can get the team at full strength, one of the things that we've seen with this young team is it looks like Coach Massey's putting in things little by little. We've seen him tinker with zones at times when he really would like to, I think, stay with that man-to-man. And eventually, as the girls get better, improve, and, you know, they get that depth back when Maddie and Whitney get back into the lineup, I think he can use that press more. And when we've seen the press so far this season, it seems that the younger players are still getting a little lost on where they need to be when they need to be there.
Well, you know, we came over. We're talking about our trip over here and about me getting lost. We came over here today in a beautiful 2007 Nissan Murano. This is a step up. This is a luxury SUV. It's heated seats. It has the Bose sound system, which Eric really likes, all-wheel drive, and it gets 24 miles to the gallon. And right now, I think it had 8,000 miles on it. So this is kind of a demonstrator, a demo model. Right now at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, you can get 0% financing on this car and employee pricing through the end of the year. So they're ready to make a deal on this beautiful 2007 Nissan Murano. This is what you want to buy, a car that has under 10,000 miles and has all those luxury items. See Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. They're just north of the square in downtown Galesburg. They're at 120 North Broad. Now, you can't look at the car this afternoon, but we'll have it back there and get it all washed, and you can take a look at it on Monday. If you'd like to talk to Jeff, you can call him at 342-4121. And if you're listening on the Internet, the area code is 309-342-4121. Our pregame show brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Stay tuned for Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Well, hello there. I'm Will Stevenson at the East Main Street Hy-Vee store in Galesburg for our 2008 Community Food Drive. We are here once again with UPS and the big brown UPS truck parked in front of the store, collecting non-perishable food items for the Fish Food Pantry here in Galesburg. We've got some items already, but we've still got a lot of room left in this truck that we are going to try to Take in with your donations of canned goods, macaroni and cheese, paper products, cake mixes, anything like that. We'll also take cash donations as well that we will all give to the Fish Food Pantry. And we thank you very much for your donation today. Do appreciate it. And we'll be doing this again until 4 o'clock this afternoon here at the East Main Hy-Vee, also at the Henderson Street Hy-Vee and the Galesburg Walmart Supercenter. If you're in Monmouth, go to County Market. We have a UPS truck there that will take the non-perishables race there to the Jameson Center. Again, we're here at Hy-Vee on East Main for our community food drive. I'm Will Stevenson on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast. This afternoon, partly sunny skies, high of 35, wind gusts to around 30 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, colder with a low around 6. Tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies with a cold high of 22. And tomorrow night, it's going to be cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, low of 19. Into Monday, cloudy with a chance of rain or snow, high of 36. It's currently 27 degrees at WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Hello again, everybody. This is Jim Wyman along with Eric Gibson, just about ready for high school basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks, 3-4 on the season, taking on the Dunlap Lady Eagles, 6-1 on the year, as the band here at Dunlap High School plays Painted Black. All right, let's listen to them. There they are. Whenever I hear a song out of the 60s, baby, I gotta stop. And hear that. So the Streaks coming off a huge win, as we said, at East Moline on Thursday night, taking on the Dunlap Lady Eagles, a team that Galesburg played in the regional last year. In fact, in that game, Mynika Warner had 7 points coming off the bench for the Silver Streaks, so she saw a lot of time in that game last year. This is a big day for the Massey family. Coach Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks, his father-in-law, Bill Allen, is a native of Dunlap, and so he has returned. The prodigal son has returned home. He was a veterinarian, of course, in the Galesburg area, and he is sitting right to the right of us along with Coach Massey's wife, Amy, and son, Allen. And, of course, Allen is named after the Allen family, and they are sitting right to our right here at this, I don't know what we call this gym, Cracker Box Central? This is the pep band takes up about a third of the bleachers, and there's only bleachers on one side of the gym, which is on the east side. The gym is running north and south. We are located on the east side of the gym at the very last row of the bleachers. Want to remind you that the big Western Big Six Conference game coming up on Thursday, the Streaks are going to be meeting Alleman. We'll have that game with the pregame show at 6:40, the tip-off at 7. But there's basketball tonight here on WGIL. I don't know if you listened last night, but history was made as the Silver Streak boys defeated Rock Island 68-62. And a great broadcast from Mike Perry and Jim Lee last night from Rock Island. I listened to every minute of that game and listened to the coach's interview after the game, the coaches' interviews before the game. I got the feeling Rock Island was looking a little bit past Galesburg towards Sterling, their big game tonight, but the Streaks went up and got him, and in fact dominated the game and led by as many as 12 points in the fourth quarter, winning it by 6 at Rock Island. The Silver Streak boys looking for a sweep. They're going to play again tonight at 6:30 Mike and Jim, and we're going to hand off the equipment to them somewhere around Kickapoo, and they're headed to Metamora for that game tonight. 6:10 the pregame, 6:30 the tip-off here on WGIL. We're going to go down now to the PA announcer, who is Neil Brown, and hear the announcement of the starting lineup.
First, the starting lineup for Galesburg. At a guard, number 4, Bailey Boyer. At a forward, number 12, Sarah Baker. At a guard, number 14, Jessica Howard. At a guard, number 24, Katarina Mangieri. And at center, number 52, Mynika Warner. Now the starting lineup for Dunlap. At a guard, number 12, Lauren Keegan. At a forward, number 24, Jenny Erlinson. At a guard, number 32, Allie Reddington. At a guard, number 34, Jordan Schrader. And at center, number 44, Anna Cruiser. Would you please stand and address the flag for the playing of the national anthem?
National anthem from Dunlap High School. The Silver Streaks will take the court dressed in their black uniforms with the white numerals. They have the gray piping up and down the side of their uniforms. And Dunlap dressed in their home white uniforms today. The Lady Eagles have the red numerals with the gold piping and gold trim. The Streaks have the streaks across the chest in white. And so Galesburg will be going from right to left. And Dunlap will be going from left to right here in the first quarter. At center court, Jenny Erdlinson will jump it up against Mynika Warner. And here is the tip, and we're underway, controlled by Warner. She gets it to Sarah Baker, now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now comes to Baker here on the near side to Warner. Now on the right wing to Bailey Boyer. Boyer comes back out. Mangieri slid right by her on the weave. Now right side to Warner beyond the three-point line to Howard. Howard now left side to Boyer. Here's the alley-oop pass to Warner, but she overthrew it.
The Eagles came out in 1-2-2 there, Jim. And Bailey kind of had good intentions, but I don't think the angle was there to make that pass. She had to try to throw it over two Eagles to get it to Mynika and threw it a little high.
Lauren Keegan to on the left side gets the ball to Jordan Schrader. Schrader back up top to Cruiser. Cruiser now in the paint. Here's the right side three-point shot by Keegan, no good. Rebound, Schrader back up, no. And I should say Erdlinson back up, no. And the rebound controlled by Warner. Back come the Streaks right to left. Into the front court, Boyer. Top of the key now to Baker. Back out to Boyer. We're just underway. The sophomores lost 48-45. Now top of the key, Howard for the Streaks against the zone. Left side, Mangieri, who fakes the three. Back out to Jessica Howard. Now on the right side to Bailey Boyer. Right corner now to Mangieri. Back out to Boyer. In on the post now to Warner. She'll throw the ball left side, Howard. Back up now to Baker. Back to Howard. She'll take the three-pointer. Good!
Good ball movement by the girls right there. Against the 1-2-2, the girls are going to want to try to stack it up and overload the strong side of the ball to open up the weak side.
We're going to get a foul called on Catman Jerry, her first, the first team foul, as she was too tight on Lauren Keegan at center court as Keegan crossed the 10-second line. And so it'll be triggered inbounds now by Allie Reddington. Reddington gets it into Keegan. Keegan now works on the near side against Boyer, the Streaks man-to-man defensively. Now out to Jordan Schrader. They tried to get it inside to Cruiser, but it was tipped away by Monika Warner and picked up by Mangieri. Back on the attack now come the Streaks. This is Boyer to Sarah Baker. Right side Cat Mangieri. And now she threw it back to Baker, but Baker had broke towards the scores table on the other side of the gym, and the ball goes harmlessly out of bounds. The Streaks turn it over.
Good defense on this side, on our near end here by Monika Warner. She did a good job of post defense and was able to tip that ball away.
Comes into Keegan. Alley up to Cruiser. She'll put it up, partially blocked by Warner. Cruiser gets her own rebound, puts it up, no good. The rebound comes out and is picked up by Boyer. Boyer hitting the backcourt, no whistle. Back now to Baker. Baker now gets it down to Howard. Howard on the baseline, pops it out now to Boyer, and Bailey Boyer will come between the rings for the Silver Streaks. They lead it 3-0, 5:54 to go first quarter. To Sarah Baker on the left side. Now out to Bailey Boyer. Bounce pass now to Mangieri. Back to Boyer. Boyer comes center court on the dribble. Bailey Boyer now for the Silver Streaks. Back now to Howard. Now to Baker. Back to Boyer. Boyer on the left side. Here's Howard with another three in the corner. Good!
Great play right there by the Streaks. It was a design play. Massey called it out. Howard went into the lane, got a screen by Baker, opened her up for a three-pointer on the baseline. Great play.
Back on the attack comes Dunlap. Here's the three-pointer by Erdlinson. Good! Oh, Dunlap answers as Jenny Erdlinson, averaging 15 points a game, hits the three. Back come the Streaks. Here's Warner underneath with the ball, and she's going to put it up and through. And Galesburg answers right back again. It's 8-3, the Streaks with a five-point lead. Back comes Dunlap into the front court. Far corner now. Here in the drive comes Cruiser. She throws it underneath. Got the ball down to Allie Reddington, and Reddington going to the basket is going to be fouled.
That last half-court offensive possession by the Streaks where Howard hit the three was very well set. They overloaded the strong side by bringing Monika to the high post. Then they ran Howard inside and got a nice little screen by Baker, who was in the low post, and opened her up for an easy three.
Reddington, the 5'7 senior at the line, and the free throw is missed. The foul is against Catman Jerry, her second. That's the second team foul on the Streaks. Mangieri's going to go out. Shelby Pacheco in for Galesburg. Allie Reddington, who Joe Wenskis, the head coach at Dunlap, said is their banger, will have one more free throw. Here's the free throw in the air, and this one's good. Makes it 8-4 Streaks with 4:57 to go here in the first quarter. Jessica Howard in the backcourt for the Silver Streaks to Boyer. She crosses center court, bounce past Baker. Baker comes cross court to Howard. Here's another three, Jessica, no. The rebound in the lane is going to be picked off underneath by Pacheco, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called. Nice rebound by Shelby Pacheco. She was banged into that time by Allie Reddington, her first foul, the first team foul, but Reddington seemed to get the worst of that exchange. She's their banger, and she's asking the official to give her a second to clear her head. It'll be Galesburg's ball underneath the Streaks basket. Sarah Baker will toss it in. Right into Pacheco, puts it up. No. The rebound, and we're going to get a foul here as Pacheco got her own rebound and then was fouled. They'll call it again on Reddington, her second, the second team foul, and Shelby Pacheco will go to the line.
Jim, I think the foul actually occurred on the first shot there, and then when the ref saw he had another opportunity on the second shot, because that looked like a clean play by the Eagles on the second shot. But
yeah, I thought she was going to shoot the first time. The foul was not on Reddington, it was on Schrader. Her first, the second team foul. Pacheco misses the first, makes the second, makes it 9-4 Galesburg. Into the front court now comes Reddington. She goes underneath the Cruiser, and Cruiser got away inside and puts it up and through.
They got a break right there. Sarah Baker actually blocked that ball to Cruiser. It was a shot attempt, and Sarah blocked it, but it went right to Cruiser for the easy two.
Reddington knocks the ball out of bounds at center court as they were putting a little bit of pressure out front on the Streaks, but it's Galesburg's ball, and they come into the front court now. Bailey Boyer for Galesburg on the dribble left side against the zone. To Howard, now to Pacheco left corner. She got a pass back out to Boyer, but it was a bad pass, and it goes over her head out of bounds, and the Streaks turn it over.
Unforced turnovers. The Streaks need to limit those unforced turnovers because that'll kill you. That'll cripple a team.
Lauren Keegan, the point guard, into the front court. Schrader fakes the three, drives the paint, shovels it off on the left side to Cruiser. Back to Schrader. 17-foot jumper, no good. The rebound, Erdlinson, but she couldn't hold on. It was tipped away and picked up by Pacheco. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Bailey Boyer now in the dribble in the front court to Warner. Back to Sarah Baker, right wing. Back up top now to Boyer. Now on the left high wing, they get the ball to Howard. She threw it back to Boyer. Boyer couldn't rebounds another Streaks turnover.
Unforced turnovers, Jim. Right now the Streaks aren't being smart with their passes. They're not looking where the girls are going and not paying attention. The other thing is you have to lead the other person with the pass. These passes are either high or going behind the girls.
Here's on the left side, Schrader tried to get it inside to Allie Reddington, but the ball was knocked away. It'll be Dunlap's ball under the Lady Eagles' own basket. 3:42 to go first quarter, 9-6. Comes into Erdlinson, who takes the jumper, no good. Rebound Warner, but she stepped on the baseline, and Dunlap's going to get another chance.
The Streaks are being very aggressive right now on the defensive end. They're going for blocks, and they're trying to stay in the passing lanes. If this continues, they might be able to get some more fast break points.
Here's Cruiser with the 15-foot jumper from the foul line, and it's going to drop. Anna Cruiser has four, makes it 9-8. The Streaks by one. Full court pressure by the Lady Eagles. Galesburg beats it into the front court. Howard now on the dribble left side to Shelby Pacheco at center court. Now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer comes on the dribble left side. Now to Howard. Into the corner, tried to get it to Pacheco. It was tipped away from her, and it goes off Shelby out of bounds, and the Streaks turn it over again. Man.
Well, I don't know about that call. That looked like it was out on the Eagles. They slapped it away from Shelby, but they're going to give the ball to the Eagles on that one.
Well, we couldn't see it either. It was in front of the band. Into the front court now comes Jordan Schrader. She's going to work up top. Schrader gets the ball over to Allie Reddington. Now on the right side, but we're going to get traveling called against Lauren Keegan, the point guard, who was on the right wing and tried to drive the paint, but traveled before she took off. So Galesburg will get it, and now we're seeing this pressure in the backcourt, Eric.
Yeah, they're pushing the press up, but this is just a show-me press. They're going to fall back into their 1-2-2 here.
Bailey Boyer into the front court now. Left side, Howard had it knocked away but got it back to Pacheco. Here's Howard with the NBA three, in and out, no good. The rebound, Erdlinson for Dunlap. Back on the attack now come the Lady Eagles. Right side, Reddington. Reddington on the dribble out front. Goes to Cruiser in the paint against Warner. Pops it back out to Keegan. And now top of the key, they get the ball to Reddington. Reddington on the left side. Erdlinson will take the three, no. The rebound's going to be picked up now by Boyer. She beat Cruiser to the ball and saves. Oh, I thought she saved it off.
I thought
Cruiser.
So, too. That was,
it looked like she saved it off Cruiser. Now they're going to talk about it. They should give Galesburg the ball
here. They should. And it looked. No, they're not gonna. I don't know about that call at all. He was right there, too, and he missed it.
That was horrible. He even got some help, and he still didn't get it right. Top of the key now, they get the ball to Reddington as Dunlap gets the ball. They trail by one, 2:22 to go in the first quarter. It's 9-8. On the left side, Jordan Schrader, back up top now. She gets the ball to Reddington, now to Erland. Erdlinson goes to Cruiser, and they throw it away. Nice job by Warner as she bumped Cruiser just a little bit there and prevented her from getting to the pass.
They're doing a good job, but the Eagles are running four on one, so that, I think that plays to the Streaks' strength here.
Backcourt pressure, but they'll get Sarah Baker with the travel in front of the scorer's table, and Evan Massey off up the bench. He wants him to go the other way on against the press.
Well, they have the near side out here. It looks like they're letting Jess Howard. If she wants to bring the ball up, they'll let her bring the ball up, but they don't want anybody else bringing it up.
Here's the alley-oop to Cruiser, but it's stolen by Pacheco. They had Pacheco in the back, Warner in the front, and it was Pacheco who was able to intercept the pass. Back comes Galesburg after the Dunlap turnover. Bailey Boyer now at center court for the Streaks to Monika Warner, who pops out beyond the three-point line. Now to Howard. Left side, they get the ball to Boyer. Underneath Warner, and she'll put it up and through.
That's the weakness against most zones. It's that weak side, Jim, and good pass by Boyer found Monika wide open.
Schrader now on the dribble against Pacheco. Here's Erdlinson with a three-pointer left corner, no good. Rebound Cruiser right back up, no. The rebound underneath Reddington back up, no. The rebound Warner can't hold on. Picked up by Erdlinson in the paint. Where's the three-second call? My goodness. Now here's the three-pointer, Keegan, good. Oh, I tell you, Cruiser was in there for an eternity. No call. Now Howard in the backcourt. Almost had trouble, but got it ahead to Baker. Left side to Howard. It's 11-11 with a minute to go first quarter. Here's Bailey Boyer now on the dribble. Gets it to Pacheco. On the left side, now to Howard. Into Warner. Warner over Cruiser. No. Missed the easy one. The rebound, Baker on the floor. She was tripped up. The ball's going to go out of bounds, and it looks like they'll give it to the Streaks.
They should, because it looked like right there that...
No, they're not!
Wow. It looked like Erlinson grabbed Baker's foot.
Make a call, buddy. Jeez, that was unbelievable. He stood there for a good 20 seconds before he finally made the call. That's just plain ugly. Back on the attack now comes Dunlap. Into the front court now comes Schrader. Top of the key, Erlinson. Left side now to Keegan. Keegan on the dribble. She'll drive against Mangieri, who's back into the game with two fouls. Back up top now to Cruiser. On the right side to Erlinson. She gets away from Baker. Drives the paint, puts it up no good, but we'll get a foul call.
I don't think that Mynika needs to follow Cruiser all the way out to the three-point arc. I think if Coach may have to talk to her and explain to her she needs to sag off a little bit. I don't see Cruiser dropping any threes on the Streaks anytime soon. And if Mynika can drop off, that'll help the lane defense.
Shelby Pacheco called for the personal, her first, as Erlinson at the line. She has 3 points in the game. She'll shoot two. She missed the first one. Third team foul on the Streaks. We're tied at 11 with 26.6 seconds to go in the first quarter. The officiating has been somewhat spotty in this first quarter as Erlinson makes the second. Gives Dunlap its first lead of the game at 12-11. Now Pacheco throws it away on the inbounds, and Erlinson's on Pacheco's back. As Pacheco came down with the rebound, Erlinson will pick up her first personal. That's the third team foul, and Galesburg will try it again against the press. Pacheco needs to do a better job on that entry pass.
Well, and I think the girls are confused at which press break they're running here, as Coach Massey's yelling for Howard to come up into the front court.
Comes into Mangieri. She got bumped, but no whistle. Now here's Keegan with the jumper, no good. The rebound's going to come down and be picked up by Howard. Now Howard's going to be bumped, and they're going to give the ball to Dunlap. Boy, we're seeing a real hatchet job on the officiating in this game.
Well, it's getting rough in there, too, and somebody's going to get hurt if they don't take control of this game a little bit better.
Erlinson is going to throw it in. The home cooking's on the stove, sports fans. It comes into Schrader. Schrader now on the dribble up top. She'll drive the paint. Bounce pass left side, Cruiser. She'll take the jumper around and good. Anna Cruiser has 6 points in the first quarter, and that's the end of the first quarter with a score. It's Dunlap 14, Galesburg 11. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax and have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hauslein in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by Shelter Insurance Agent Amy Howard.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. Listen for details on Galesburg Radio 14. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
It'll be Dunlap's ball to start the second quarter. Lauren Keegan on the point. Comes into the front court to Schrader, left wing. Now they tried to get it into Cruiser and did get it into Cruiser, and Cruiser's going to be fouled by Mynika Warner. Her first fourth team foul whistled against Galesburg. It'll be a shooting foul. And Anna Cruiser, who had 6 first quarter points, will go to the line here and shoot two. Boy, Galesburg looked in the early going to have control of this game, but this train has come off the tracks big time about the last 5 minutes.
Well, yeah, and Cruiser's a big girl. I mean, we talked in the pregame show that Mynika's going to have problems. She's solid, and Mynika's going to have to play good post defense. And I didn't think it was a bad foul because she was straight up in the air and Cruiser came into her. But at the same time, she's going to have to limit those to prolong herself in this game. And there was a
Cruiser
foul.
Cruiser just gets pushed on the inbounds pass by Reddington. or I mean Warner got pushed by Reddington on the inbounds pass. Reddington second, the fourth team foul, as Cruiser missed the second free throw. And so it's 15-11, Dunlap, full court pressure by the Lady Eagles. Comes into Boyer, now to Pacheco, to Howard, still in the backcourt. Over the timeline, Howard, now she's going to be trapped in front of us here on the near side. Boyer now in the front court. Will dribble now, top of the key between the circles to Shelby Pacheco. Left side, Howard thought about the three, but instead goes back out to Boyer. Now to Baker. Galesburg trails by four. Back to Howard on the left side. Bounce pass back up to Boyer. Now they'll try the right wing to Baker. High poster in the paint. Now to Warner. Turn around. Jumper. Bingo. Mynika Warner right in the lane about 8 feet out. And it's 15-13.
Good play right there by the streak side. They overloaded the side to give Mynika the high post. And a good job by Jess Howard to run the baseline right there. She opened up for a three if Mynika didn't have that shot.
Jordan Schrader on the left side. Gets it back up top to Reddington. Here's a 17-footer. Erdlinson no good. The rebound controlled by Warner. She goes down on the floor. And we're going to get traveling called.
We have the officials can't even agree with what's going on here. At one point we have a travel. The next
he called timeout.
There
Evan
we go.
Massey called a timeout. That'll be a 30-second timeout. And so the Streaks gather in front of their bench, and they will still have the ball.
Yes, they will. And good call by Coach Massey right there. It's getting pretty chippy underneath. And you know, I've seen Reddington a number of times already. She likes to use her low center of gravity to put the hips in and get underneath our bigger players, especially Mynika and Shelby. She's gotten in underneath both of them, knocked them both down at least a few
times.
That time
she knocked her like 5 feet towards the baseline.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that, you know, if you don't have sides, you use all your physical tools to your strengths, and she's doing that for sure.
If they aren't going to call it, you better do it. Boyer now in the backcourt, full court pressure by Dunlap. Over the timeline, Boyer now, right side Warner, gets it out to Baker. Baker's been pretty quiet so far. Now to Bailey Boyer on the right wing. She tried to get a pass back out to Pacheco, but Pacheco was breaking towards the foul line, and the ball goes harmlessly out of bounds. Another streak turnover.
I know Bailey threw that ball away, but it looked like Pacheco was breaking all the way to the top of the key, and then she just stopped for whatever reason. I don't know if she thought she had a cut back to the basket, but threw Bailey off, and it's kind of an unforced turnover that Bailey's not 100% responsible for.
It'll be Dunlap's ball now. They have a new player in, Allison Kemmons, come into the game for the Lady Eagles. Left side now to Jordan Schrader. Schrader outside the three-point line. Top of the key to Kemmon. Back to Schrader. Schrader fakes the three. She's working against Howard. Now on the dribble towards the paint to Jenny Erdlinson. Erdlinson, a bounce pass into Cruiser. Left-handed layup, bingo. Boy, Hannah Cruiser looks just like she did in the regional. And that's great. 9 points for her. Left side Howard. It's 17-13 Dunlap. Bailey Boyer now on the dribble right side. She gets double-teamed into Warner. Warner now against Cruiser. Back out and out of Boyer. Boyer guarded on the right side. Tipped away, but right back out to her. Now to Howard. 5:48 to go second quarter. 17-13. Dunlap leads the Silver Streaks. Here's Boyer now on the dribble around the three-point line. Gets it out to Howard. Now on the right side, Sarah Baker. Baker now comes cross-court. Howard wide open for the three. No good. The rebound tipped up and pulled up by Allison Kemmon. She had trouble but was able to get the ball back to Lauren Keegan. Here comes Dunlap. Keegan all the way down to Cruiser. But at the last second, Sarah Baker came down and knocked it away from Anna Cruiser as Cruiser was set for the easy layup. It'll be Dunlap's ball underneath their own basket. It'll be triggered in now by Jenny Erdlinson. Comes in the lane to Kettleson, tipped away, now comes underneath to Kemmon, and now it's going to be tipped away again, and it'll go out of bounds, and it'll be Dunlap's ball again.
Good job of defense right there by Mynika Warner. She got over the top of Cruiser and was able to get the easy block. She can get up higher than Cruiser.
Now we're going to have a shot up and through and a foul call. Boy, Galesburg was late getting there on defense that time as Lauren Keegan was able to put it up and through. The foul against Howard, who was slow on defense getting to the ball, her first, the fifth team foul. And so we have a situation here where Lauren Keegan will go to the free throw line for the three-point play. She has 5 points. points in the game, and she puts them up by 6, 19-13, and can make it 7 here if she makes this free throw, and it's on the way, and she missed it. The rebound, though, is going to be pulled out of there by Jordan Schrader. Schrader on the baseline, triple team, but gets a bounce pass to Erlandson. Galesburg unable to get the rebound on the free throw. Here's Erlandson with a jumper, no good. The rebound, Erlandson in the lane, took it away from Warner, puts it back up, good, and she's going to be fouled. Oh, Galesburg just looks terrible on the board.
Well, and on that shot, it looked like Erlandson just shot a fadeaway and fell over on her own. Good job of acting. She's going to get the extra free throw. But yeah, the girls need to do a better job of boxing out. We're not seeing them box out at all. In fact, on that free throw, there's no way that Mynika Warner should not grab that rebound and allow Jordan Schrader to go right by her. She's got a good probably 5 inches on her.
Mynika Warner picks up the foul, her second, the 16th foul on the streaks. Jenny Erlandson at the line, and she nails it. Erlandson with 7 points in the game. Substitution for Dunlap. It's Alyssa Recker coming in, and Erlandson will go out. 5:02 to go here in the second quarter. The streaks on the bad side of a 22-13 score. They trail by 9 points. Shelby Pacheco in the backcourt gets it ahead now to Ty Peachy, who's come into the game, and Warner out top of the key is going to drag her pivot foot and travel, and Galesburg turns it over again. Boy, for the first 4 or 5 minutes of the game, the streaks look great, but after that, they have really looked shady.
Yeah, and they got up to an 11-7 lead, and now it's 22-13, so they've only scored 2 points, and the Eagles are on a 15-2 run.
Top of the key now, this is Kemen, now on the left side. Kemen gets the ball over to Recker. Recker comes back over to Schrader. Schrader drives on the right side against the right wing against Mancheri. Now in the corner to Lauren Keegan with 4:29 to go second quarter. Keegan brings it out at center court. Dunlap 6-1 on the season. They lost their first game last night to Morton. Now to Cruiser, who's top of the key against Pacheco. She's going to dribble all the way down but have the ball bounce off of her shin and go out of bounds. And Galesburg will get it and an unforced turnover by Dunlap. Sarah Baker's going to come back in. Jessica Howard is going to come back in for the Streaks. Ty Peachy and Catman Jerry will go out for Galesburg. So Galesburg will have Shelby Pacheco, Bailey Boyer, Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, and Mynika Warner in the game. Comes in the backcourt to Baker. Baker now back to Pacheco. Now they get the ball to Howard. Still in the backcourt to Pacheco over the timeline, Baker. Baker on the far right wing comes cross-court to Howard. Howard picked up immediately by Keegan. Back up top to Boyer with 4 minutes to go second quarter. 22-13, Dunlap leads it. Now to Sarah Baker, right side to Boyer. Boyer now to Pacheco. Pacheco against Cruiser, takes the jumper, no good. Warner was screened out, couldn't get to it. The rebound pulled down by Keegan. Here comes Dunlap. Lauren Keegan all the way to the basket, puts the shot up, no good. The rebound's going to be controlled by Warner. Back comes Galesburg right to left. Bailey Boyer, 1-on-3, will go all the way to the basket, and we'll get a foul called on Anna Cruiser. That'll be Cruiser's first foul and the 15th foul on the Lady Eagles, and it'll send Bailey Boyer to the line and shoot two.
That was a good aggressive play by Bailey Boyer, and that's something that Coach said he wanted to see a little bit more of, is her looking for her offense a little bit more after we talked to him last game, and she did a good job pushing the ball and finding her own lane to the basket.
Warriors free throw goes in. Jenny Erlandson comes back into the game for Dunlap. She's their star player. Lauren Keegan goes out. One more free throw for the Streaks 5'6 freshman. Bailey Boyer, who had 2 the other night against East Moline, she missed it. The rebound, Allison Kemen for Dunlap. She hands the ball out to Recker, and Recker will work the point. Recker drives inside, got the ball on the left side to Kemen on the baseline. Looked like she traveled, no whistle. Now Erlandson with the 3-0. The rebound's going to come out. Pacheco touched it, and it'll go out of bounds. It'll be Dunlap's ball right here in front of us on the near side.
The Streaks still are not getting good box outs, and then Cruiser and Reddington give them a couple big girls inside. They've got to do a better job of boxing them off the boards.
Reddington now on the dribble, has it top of the key. Left side, here's a three-pointer. Schrader, no good. The rebound, Cruiser, and Cruiser's going to be fouled by Warner.
I think that was a bad call right there. It looked like Mynika had no body. She got over the top and was able to block that ball coming out of Cruiser's hands. I just don't like the call, and that's a tough call for the Streaks to endure because that's, I believe, her third, isn't it?
That's her third foul, the 17th foul. At the line now, Anna Cruiser will shoot 2 for the Lady Eagles, and the first is good. Mangieri comes in. Warner goes out with the three fouls. Cruiser will have one more. She has 10 in the ball game. She's 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Here it comes, and it is around and good. Boy, I tell you, she played great last year, and she's good today. 24-14, Anna Cruiser has 11 in the game. Here come the streaks, and we'll get a whistle here and a timeout called by Coach Evan Massey.
And
there's timeout on the floor with 3 minutes and 5 seconds to go, second quarter. And our score, it's Dunlap 24, Galesburg 14. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mom just can't seem to get around as well as she used to. You knew this day would come, but you had no idea it would be so difficult. You feel guilty. She always took care of you, but you realize you can't meet all her home care needs. When you suddenly find yourself facing difficult issues like this, ask your doctor to refer her to Midwest Regional Home Care. Let them help you make smart, informed decisions so the person you love can get what they need in the privacy of their own home. Midwest Regional Home Care, bringing health care home to you.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team has a non-conference game tonight at Metamora. Join us for pregame coverage at 6:40 on WGIL.
Don't forget that Streaks boys game tonight. It's going to be a great one. We're going to hand the equipment off to the boys somewhere around Kickapoo as they are heading over to Metamora, and that's a 6:30 start tonight here on WGIL. Well, Monika Warner's on the bench with three fouls. The Streaks have Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, and Catman Jerry. Galesburg needs to keep the ball, I think, away from Dunlap until they can get Monika back in, see if they can hit a couple threes. Now to Baker, to Boyer. They work around the three-point line. Right wing to Mangieri. Now Boyer drives inside the three-point line to Howard on the left side. Boy, Pacheco is just dwarfed in there by Cruiser, and we're going to get a foul on Erdlinson, a bad foul on her as she bumps Sarah Baker up top.
Now this is the offense style that we've seen go cold for the Streaks, a four-round-one with Pacheco on the inside. The girls just keep reversing around the perimeter. They're going to need to look to get some more cuts into the inside.
Erdlinson's second, that's the sixth team foul. Galesburg will have it in the front court. Almost thrown away by Boyer, but Baker was able to get it. Now they get the ball to Mangieri. Here's the three-pointer, Howard, no good. The rebound Cruiser for Dunlap. Back on the attack. Lady Eagles, all the way down court on the dribble, Reddington. She pumps it out on the left side to Lauren Keegan. Now to Cruiser up top. They get it to Erdlinson. Back up top now to Lauren Keegan. Keegan drives the paint, bounce pass to Cruiser. She'll put it up, no good. The rebound, Pacheco, double team. Ball on the floor, but it's going to be picked up by Boyer. And the Streaks will have it, trailing by 10. Into the front court now. The pass to Pacheco was behind her. It's picked up by Recker. Recker for Dunlap comes all the way down, takes the shot, in and out, no good. The rebound in the lane, Jessica Howard for Galesburg. Hands it off to Baker, and here come the Streaks, right to left with a minute 55 to go, second quarter. Now to Boyer at center court. Boyer against the zone, comes to Baker. Baker with the ball over her head, now to Howard. 24-14 in favor of Dunlap. Now center court to Mangieri, now to Boyer. Boyer on the right side. She comes back up top, now to Howard. In the paint, now to Baker. Turn around, jumper around, and will it drop in there? No, it's going to stay on the back of the rim. And that'll be a jump ball, and it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession.
No breaks for the Streaks right now in this game. Not even the shots will come down off the rim. They're going to have to lift. They're going to have to get another ball and knock this one down. I thought they were going to lift Cruiser up there to try and knock it off.
Yeah, right. That's like lifting you up there.
Oh, I didn't say that.
I didn't.
anyway.
Or me, which is even worse. So it'll be Galesburg's ball in the alternating possession. It looked like it was going to drop through, but the ball just hung up on the back of the iron. Mangieri will toss it in now. Tried to get it in the right corner to Howard, but Anna Cruiser was there to tip it away for Dunlap. Galesburg will try it again on the other side of the basket.
Too much standing around. The Streaks need to have some more movement on offense away from the ball.
Mangieri looking. Still can't find anybody. Not a Baker. Fakes the three as coming out on her that time was Keegan. She gets it out to Boyer. Boyer now to Baker. Baker on the left side. Now to Howard. Jessica Howard with a minute 20 to go first half. Now gets the ball to Mangieri. Here's Howard with the three on the right side. No good. The rebound in the lane controlled underneath by Reddington. Outlet pass now to Keegan. and Lauren Keegan comes top of the key. On the baseline now to Richner. Richner has come into the game for Erdlinson. She gets it out to Keegan, and now up top to Lauren Keegan, who has the ball. Now breaking through to Cruiser. Cruiser right baseline jumper up, no good, but the ball's going to go off Baker out of bounds. It'll be Dunlap's ball underneath their own basket with 52 seconds to go in the second quarter, and the Streaks still down 24-14. Comes in now right in front of us to Recker. She goes back now on the right side to Reddington, who drives the lane all the way to the basket, puts it up no good. The rebound tipped up by Cruiser. Now the ball's going to hit the baseline. They say it's off Galesburg again.
The girls have to quit getting beat on the dribble drive right now. It's being huge. Reddington is beating Baker off the ball with the ball, and then easy passes to Cruiser when Pacheco has to double over.
Comes into Richner on the left side. She'll hand the ball off to Allie Reddington. Reddington will come up top of the key. On the left side now to Victoria Richner. Richner now gets it over to Reckner. Recker will take the three-pointer, no good. We're going to get a foul. Cruiser on the back of Baker. That's Anna Cruiser's second. Seventh team foul, whistled against Dunlap. So with 28 seconds to go, second quarter, the Streaks down by 10 are going to have the ball here. We'll get a substitution, as coming in for Dunlap will be Allison Kemen again. And we're going to shoot. That's the seventh team foul. So Shelby Pacheco will go to the line. She's a 1-for-2 from the free throw line today. She has 1 point in the game, and she'll shoot the one in bonus here.
Finally, a good job by Baker to get position right there and got the foul on Cruiser because she tried to go over the top.
You know, you wonder if she wouldn't be better inside with Warner out of the game.
Well, the last possession, she did a good job of getting into the lane and working the high post, and I think that's a good spot for her because she can hit that 15, 16, 17-foot jumper.
Pacheco makes them both. Now full court pressure by the Streaks in the backcourt. Keegan gets it over the timeline ahead to Recker. Recker drives inside, hands the ball off, and Kemen is going to be bumped as she was going in towards the basket and will get a foul against Galesburg.
You know, Jim, before the game we talked about the lack of a press or lack of a successful press that the Streaks have been able to put on this year. And one of the reasons is because they're not doing a good job with their defensive rotation. When the ball moves around, they find themselves standing behind the ball. You're supposed to stay in front of the plane of the ball, and what happens is then they get beat on the drive like that. So Pacheco had a 1-on-3, and a foul was ultimately committed because of it.
Allison Kemen at the line makes the first. The foul was on Sarah Baker, her first. The eighth team foul on the Streaks. Kemen makes them both. She has two in the game. 26-16, back to the 10-point lead. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Bailey Boyer in the backcourt lost the ball. It's going to be kicked now and picked up by Dunlap. Here's all the way to the basket Keegan, and Lauren Keegan will put it up and through. 6 seconds to go. Here comes Boyer all the way down. Boyer's going to go to the basket. We're going to get a foul called against Dunlap, and this will be Reddington picking up the personal foul.
Well, Coach Wenskis for the Dunlap Eagles wasn't very happy with that call, but I'll tell you what, with how much brutality Reddington's got away with in this game, I think at the very least that was a block.
That's Reddington's third. And the 18th foul on the Lady Eagles as Bailey Boyer goes to the line and makes the first. Reddington will go out then. And coming in will be Danielle Vick, who's a 5'5 sophomore. Dunlap. One more free throw for Bailey Boyer. Here it is, and this one's no good, but the rebound, Baker, right back up, no! The rebound, Pacheco at the buzzer, and that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Dunlap 28, the Streaks 17. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax and have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
Half here at Dunlap High School. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, see Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Well, I tell you, we've seen some ugly halves, and this one was one of them. This was right up there in the top five. The streak started out so well in this game, but then broke down a little bit in the end of the first quarter and then the second quarter. But Dunlap is a great team. Don't kid yourself. They lost to Morton 64-57 last night, their first loss of the season, and a veteran team as Anna Cruiser and Jenny Erlandson gave the streak fits last year in the regional that Galesburg won at Geneseo 60-50. But the girls that were on Galesburg's team, except for Mineika Warner, are no longer here. And so we're in a situation where the Silver Streaks are without Whitney Daler and Maddie Boyer in this game today, and they could really use Daler especially in this game, especially to handle the ball and to work outside on the press. But they are without them, and it looks like a 10-game suspension for those two girls. We want to say hi to Dr. Tom Childs. I heard Mike Reynolds mention him last night, who had knee replacement surgery in his hospital, and I'm sure he's listening this afternoon. Just a great principal. I had the pleasure to work the first 5 weeks of the school year at Galesburg High School, and I tell you, there's none better. And I've worked for some real good principals in the Chicago suburbs, but Galesburg is lucky to have Tom Child as their principal. So he is recovering in the hospital, so our best to him today. Now, Dunlap is led by Anna Cruiser. She has 11 points in the game, 7 points for Jenny Erdlinson. Those are their two big guns. But Lauren Keegan, the point guard for the Lady Eagles, played a nice first half, had that bucket at the end, and then almost a three-point play in the second quarter. Keegan has 7 points, 1 point for Allie Reddington, and Allison Kemen came off the bench. She was 2 for 2 from the line. She has 2. For the Streaks, they're led in scoring by Monika Warner and Jessica Howard, who both have 6. Howard hit 2 key three-point shots in the first quarter but was quiet in the second quarter. Warner is playing with 3 fouls. 3 points in the first half for Shelby Pacheco. 2 points for Bailey Boyer. Catman Jerry and Sarah Baker started. They did not score for the Streaks, and the Streaks could really use some scoring from Sarah Baker here in this game this afternoon. It was 14-11, Dunlap leading by 3 at the end of the first quarter. The Lady Eagles outscored the Streaks 14-6 in the second quarter to lead it 28-17 at the half. Do you have any other stats like rebounds?
We do, and unfortunately for the Streaks, most of them are going to the Dunlap Eagles. I have so far at the half, Erlinson's grabbed 3 boards. Reddington's gotten a couple, although she's created a lot of loose balls with her aggressive play. Schrader 1, 3 for Cruiser. Mineika Warner, the usual story, 4 rebounds, 6 points. But she gets in foul trouble, and now she's out of the game, and the offense goes cold. We saw a stretch there where they couldn't buy a bucket, and in fact had the ball stuck on the rim behind the goal. Pacheco's got 6 rebounds at the half, but they've got to start putting some of these back in, and until that happens, we're going to see a very stagnant offense.
Our halftime scoreboard has been brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. We'll take a break and come back, and Eric will speak with Jessica Howard, the varsity assistant for the Silver Streaks. This is Galesburg Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Terry Cavanaugh for WGIL. We really want to express our appreciation for your generosity once again today as we're into the second of our 2 community food drives for the Fish Food Pantry here in Galesburg, and also today for the Jamison Community Center over in Monmouth. We're at Walmart Supercenter, both Hy-Vee locations in Galesburg, and at County Market in Monmouth. WGIL is at Hy-Vee on East Main Street, and we've had very generous donors so far today. Everything going to the Fish Food Pantry here in Galesburg, and from County Market to the Jamison Community Center over in Monmouth. If you'd like to donate, Fish and Jamison appreciate your help. They are always looking for non-perishable food items like soup and crackers, peanut butter, macaroni and cheese, canned chicken or tuna, canned vegetables, canned fruit. And, of course, Cash Works as well. Fish You Know, an all-volunteer agency. It's not for profit. It's been providing food for people in Knox County for over 35 years. Thanks so much for your help. Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game. You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The official WGIL forecast. This afternoon, partly sunny skies, high of 35, wind gusts to around 30 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, colder with a low around 6. Tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies with a cold high of 22. And tomorrow night, it's going to be cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, low of 19. Into Monday, cloudy with a chance of rain or snow, high of 36. It's currently 27 degrees at WGIL.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. Listen for details on Galesburg Radio 14. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
This is Jim Wyman back with you on WGIL. Our interview with at the half with Jackie Howard, the assistant varsity coach for the Streaks, is brought to you on WGIL by McDonald's. I'm loving it. McDonald's with two locations in Galesburg on North Henderson Street and also on East Main. I understand that that North Henderson Street McDonald's has the McDonald's coffee, gourmet coffee cafe, so that'll be a great place to stop for coffee at McDonald's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Of course, the Mueller family has been a sponsor of these broadcasts for many years, ever since I was first in Galesburg back in 1971, and I'm sure before that. And you know, the story of Bud Mueller and Ray Kroc, I'm sure most of you have heard it going back, and how Ray asked the Muellers to come down and run the McDonald's in Galesburg. Let's go down to the floor. Here's Eric.
Thanks, Jim. Eric Gibson here with Jackie Howard. Coach, good start to the game.
Yeah, we need to take care of the ball. You know, we had probably about five or six just kind of silly errors that we're just passing it, and we got to make sure to take care of the ball. We got to stay on the boards, control their dribbling. You know, they kind of just could go wherever they wanted, you know, and stuff. So we've got to step up the defense a little bit, and we got to make sure and take care of the ball.
Will we see a zone in the second half to cut down on those dribble drives?
I don't know. Time will tell, I guess. We'll see. We'll probably switch some things up a little bit, but I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Thanks, Jackie. Good luck in the second half. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you very much, Eric. Our interview with Jackie Howard brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. McDonald's with two locations in Galesburg, North Henderson Street, and on East Main. Hey, don't forget, we came over today in a 2007 Nissan Murano, a luxury SUV, had the heated seats today. Oh, were they nice. The Bose sound system, all-wheel drive, and 24 miles to the gallon. This car's available, and they're dealing on it right now at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan at 120 North Broad, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. See Jeff Klink, and you can look at over 150 vehicles in stock, currently offering 0% financing and employee pricing through the end of the year. That's Galesburg Lincoln Mercury during our broadcast from Dunlap here this afternoon. It'll be Dunlap's ball to start the second half. They lead it 28-17, and the Lady Eagles will inbound the ball into the front court now. On the drive all the way to the hoop is Lauren Keegan, and Keegan will go right to the right baseline and put it up and through, and it's 30-17. Left side Howard. Howard thought about the three, now on the dribble, but she double dribbled it. She hesitated for just a moment, and the official calls double dribble on her, and so the Streaks turn it over on their first possession. him. It'll be Dunlap's ball in the backcourt.
Those are the two things, Jim, that Coach Howard talked about just before the second half started. Unforced turnover we see right away, and a dribble drive that goes right to the hoop we see right away.
Erlison on the right side. They get the ball in a clean path to the basket by Schrader. The Warner comes down with a rebound for Galesburg, and the outlet pass to Sarah Baker. Warner went down on the floor, gets up a little slowly. Baker will drive all the way to the basket, put it up, no through, no good. Warner was not back down the court. The rebound cruiser. Left side Keegan. Nobody's guarding her. Second time. I don't know who's supposed to be on her. And Lauren Keegan goes right to the basket, and she has two straight baskets here in the third quarter. Pacheco now to Howard over the timeline. 32-17 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Back out now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now dribbles outside the three-point line to Sarah Baker. Baker with the ball to Warner. The ball's going to be tipped away by Lauren Keegan. What a third quarter Keegan is having. Back on the right side now. They come inside to Reddington. Now to Cruiser. Underneath to Erlinson. Nobody guarding her. She puts it up, no good. Gets her own no. Baker takes the rebound away from her. Sarah Baker will come back left to right for Galesburg. Baker underneath to Pacheco. One dribble, puts it up, good.
She got rid of that ball just in time as Reddington was hot on her trail to get in there and take that ball away from her.
32-19. Streaks down by 13 with 6:20 to go third quarter. Here's Lauren Keegan now on the dribble around the three-point line. Gets away, drives to the basket, shovels it up against Boyer, puts it up and through. Oh, Lauren Keegan is just eating Bailey Boyer alive, making her look like a freshman. And now the ball is going to be thrown away in the backcourt, but it's going to go off Erlinson, and Jackie Howard and Evan Nassy are up. They want a timeout.
Well, they definitely are going to have to talk about things here.
Full timeout, 6:06 to go third quarter. It's Dunlap 34, Galesburg 19. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax and have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hauslein in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by Shelter Insurance agent Amy Howard.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team has a non-conference game tonight at Metamora. Join us for pregame coverage at 6:40 on WGIL.
You know, Eric, we've talked about times when Galesburg's feeling sorry for themselves, but I don't know what's going on here. There's just no defense. Keegan has driven to the basket three times, and nobody's been near her.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's what Coach told them right there. Somebody's got to step up, and I wouldn't be surprised if he gets somebody up off the bench in a hurry here to add some more energy, maybe a Megan Young type.
Full court pressure, and over the timeline comes Sarah Baker. Baker holds up her dribble right side, back up top to Bailey Boyer. The Streaks are the ones who look like they played last night, not Dunlap. Boyer now gets it back up top to Howard. Howard now looking inside. Instead comes on the right wing to Boyer into Warner. She gets it back out to Baker, takes the 18-footer, bingo. Sarah Baker's first basket of the game. 21. The Streaks trail by 13 with 5:35 to go in the third quarter. On the attack now comes Lauren Keegan. Let's see if she drives the hoop. No, instead she'll pass off to Erdlinson left side. Now back up top to Reddington. She will drive the lane, try to get a pass to Cruiser. It was intercepted by Jessica Howard. So the Streaks get it back on the turnover. Here comes Galesburg into the front court. Bailey Boyer now has it on the dribble up top. Comes towards the right, now out to Howard. Galesburg need a couple of Howard threes here. Now on the left side to Sarah Baker. Back out to Howard. High post now to Warner. She gets away, drives the basket, puts it up and through. Two straight hoops for the Galesburg. They have 6 points now in the third quarter, and it's 34-23. The Streaks down by 11. Back comes Lauren Keegan now. Keegan on the left side gets the ball to Schrader. Schrader drives inside, puts it up, but we'll get a foul called underneath.
Well, the girls, if they're going to get back in this game, are going to have to step it up defensively. And on cue, here comes Kat Mangieri and Megan Young, and we're going to have to see if they can contain these guards. You cannot continue to let the guards drive past because it's putting Pacheco and Mynika in bad positions when they're trying to keep Cruiser and Reddington off the boards.
Jordan Schrader at the line. The first free throw is missed. She is a starter but did not score in the game. The foul was on Jessica Howard, her first. first team foul of the second half against the Strakes. Jessica Howard and Bailey Boyer will go out for Galesburg. Kat Mangieri and Megan Young back in. I think this is Young's first time in the game, isn't it, Eric?
Yes, it is. And let's see if she can come out with that same intensity we saw in the last couple games.
Schrader misses them both. Rebound Warner. Galesburg backcourt against the pressure. Mynika Warner has it in the backcourt. Over the timeline to Pacheco. Right side, Sarah Baker. Baker now on the dribble. Had it knocked away by Keegan, but got it back. Now to Mangieri. She took the jumper. No good, but Howard picked it up. It was now back out to Mangieri. Mangieri has it between the circles with 4:30 in the third quarter. Look for Young. Sophomore on the left side. You pass inside to Warner, knocked away by Erlinson. Warner picks it back up. Ball's going to go out of bounds on the side. This is the guy who doesn't make the call for an eternity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody's hurt over there.
Reddington's down.
Which way is he going to make the call?
Well, Reddington's hurt. I think it's
Galesburg's ball,
isn't it? Yeah, but Reddington's hurt. She looked like she took it off the face or something, and she looks shaken up.
She is groggy. She got hit earlier in the game. Allie Reddington, the 5'7 senior, and this time she stood up and looked really dizzy. In fact, was unsure of herself on her feet. She's going to be led down the in front of the two benches here, back to her bench. She went down in front of the Galesburg bench.
Well, and Mynika comes out of the game there. It looked like that Mynika might have had some extracurriculars with her after the play was over.
So Mangieri now with the dribble up top. Gets the ball to Ty Peachy, who's come in for Warner. On the right side to Megan Young. Young with the dribble to Baker in the corner. Back up top to Peachy around the three-point line. They try the left to Mangieri. Now up top to Peachy. Back on the right to Megan Young. Looking inside for Pacheco, but she's dwarfed by Cruiser. Now on the right side, Young. Young has it tipped away from her, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called against Lauren Keegan. That'll be Keegan's first. And the first team foul on the Lady Eagles. Boy, they play hard, Eric.
They do play hard. And this is the kind of hustle and the intensity that, you know, Coach Massey's been looking for from the Streaks for a lot of this season.
Substitution, Jessica Howard in, Ty Peachy out. Mynika Warner comes back in. Megan Young is going to stay in. Mangieri will go out.
There's six Streaks still on the floor. Somebody else has to come out, and now Megan Young's going to come out. It's a good thing that they didn't. The refs actually stopped it there and allowed them to come out.
Howard, Pacheco, Bailey Boyer, Sarah Baker, and Mynika Warner on the floor for the Streaks. Boyer on the left side dribble. Galesburg down by 11. In the corner to Pacheco to Boyer. 3:45 to go in the third quarter. Inside now to Pacheco. She put it up off balance. No good. Rebound Warner right back up and through. Mynika Warner has 10. Four of them in the third quarter. And it's 34-25. The Streaks creep back to within 9. On the left side now for Dunlap, Victoria Rickner has come into the game for Reddington. And here's the three-point shot by Cruiser. Top of the key, and it's good. Cruiser with 14. Are you kidding me? And it's 37-25. Bounce pass now to Howard. Howard comes back into the front court, now gets the ball to Pacheco. The ball on the floor, and we're going to have a jump ball on the alternating possession. It'll belong to Galesburg.
The Streaks offense looks so out of sorts right now. Pacheco went to the block there, but Mynika Warner had already posted up. So then when the pass went into her, she had nowhere to go, and Mynika had two people guarding her. So then you had pretty much a triple team, and luckily the Streaks get it back on the alternating possession.
Baker will trigger it in underneath the Galesburg basket, which is a north basket here. Almost thrown away by Boyer, but Baker has it on the side. Gets it back up top to Boyer. Boy, Dunlap plays defense just like Alleman and just like Western Big Six teams. They are a great team. Now on the right side to Mynika Warner, now to Howard, to Boyer. Boyer threw a bad pass. It was tipped away by Keegan. Picked up now by Dunlap. Into the front court, Recker. Recker now on the left side to Keegan. Let's see if Lauren Keegan tries to drive against Boyer again. She's done it three times and scored three times here in the third quarter. Keegan dribbles around the three-point line. Comes out to center court. Goes on the right side now to Victoria Rickner. Rickner back up top. Gets the ball to Kenman. Kenman now, the alley-oop pass to Cruiser. Cruiser's going to have the ball go off her hand out of bounds, and Galesburg's going to get it. Good defense by the Streaks, and you can hear the derisive cheer by some of the Galesburg fans because the officiating, at least in the first half, was a little bit spotty. Left side now, Howard. Wide open three-pointer, no. The rebound, Pacheco. Pacheco will put it back up. Yes! Shelby Pacheco with the offensive rebound in the hoop. She has 7. 37-27 now. Galesburg down by 10 with a minute 59 to go in the third quarter. Into the front court, Lauren Keegan. Keegan gets it over to Victoria Richter. Here's the alley-oop, tried to get it to Cruiser. It was intercepted by Howard. Good defense by the Streaks. They had Cruiser fronted. Howard now into Warner. Warner, turnaround jumper, no. They say the foul's on the floor.
That's good. I thought they were going to call a charge there, but Mynika's got it right to the space just as well as Wrecker, who tried to take a charge. She got right underneath Mynika. Mynika's got to be allowed to move on the pivot without getting that charge call.
Victoria Reckner's first, second team foul. Lauren Keegan will go out. I'm sure she's going to get a hand from the Dunlap fans. Jordan Schrader will come back in. Anna Cruiser will get a breather. She goes out, and into the game is going to be Kedron Orison. She is a 5'10 sophomore for Joe Wenskis' Lady Dunlap Golden Eagles. Here's Howard with a three, and it's going to be good from the left wing. Jessica Howard has 9, and it's 37-30 as the Streaks creep back into it. Full court pressure into the front court. Wrecker gets it on the left side. Erlinson, she dribbles around two girls, puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound up and through. Jenny Erlinson was able to get around Warner that time. She has 9, 39-30 Dunlap. Here's Sarah Baker, alley-oop to Warner. She can't control the pass out of bounds. It'll be Dunlap's ball.
If Mynika's going to call for that lob over the top, she's got to hold her position to give Baker somewhere to throw the ball to. Baker threw it to where Mynika was calling for it, and then Mynika moved.
Well, she was trying to move towards the basket, and I don't know, she can't. She's got to be still stationary and can't be moving. Into the front court now comes Alyssa Wrecker with a minute to go third quarter, 39-30 in favor of Dunlap. Wrecker will take the 14-footer, no good. They're going to have a bump inside as it looked like Howard had position on the rebound and she was hit. The personal foul is going to be called against Victoria Richter. Her second, that's the third team foul on Dunlap. Full court pressure now by the Lady Eagles. Comes into the backcourt to Catman Cherry, ahead to Baker. They beat the press easily. 2-on-2 break now. Over to Warner. Warner will put it up good. Oh, they beat the press easily. Mynika Warner with 12. 39-32 with 40 seconds to go third quarter. Now tipped away by Pacheco as Dunlap came into the front court, but it's going to be off Shelby out of bounds. It'll be Dunlap's ball.
Now that was a much better job by Mynika. A great job by Sarah Baker. She drew the defense with her dribble drive, and then flipped it over the top to Mynika, who did a good job of holding her space.
Here's Erdlitz that's going to take the three. No good. Rebound Mynika Warner. Warner brings it out, gets it to Mangieri with 31 seconds to go in the quarter. Left side Howard. Howard outside the three-point line. Back up to Cat Mangieri. 25 seconds to go. Let's see if they run it down for one shot. And we're going to have a bump here, and a foul is going to be called against Jordan Schrader, her second in the fourth team foul.
And that's not a foul I'm sure Coach Wenskis wanted right there, because all you're doing is allowing Galesburg to set up the offense here and possibly run it for one play. Let's see if Coach Massey's looking for one here.
He's talking to Jessica Howard, who's going to throw it in on the far side of the floor right in front of Coach Massey. Gets it in now to Mangieri. Right side, Sarah Baker. Right corner now to Warner. Back up top now to Mangieri. Here's Baker with the three from the corner. Hits the side of the glass. Rebound Howard. She puts it up, and she's going to be fouled underneath.
Good job by Baker or Howard. She cut in right when she saw that Baker was going to throw that up. She cut in, went right to the middle of the lane, and was able to pick up that rebound, and she's going to get a chance to add a couple right here with the clock stop.
Jordan Schrader's third foul, the 15th foul against Dunlap. Two free throws for the 5'7 sophomore, Jessica Howard, and the first is good. She has 10 points in the game, a big, big third quarter after a big first quarter. She had 2 3-pointers in the first quarter, but was quiet in the second quarter. One more for Jessica. Here it is, and it's good. Oh, the Streaks are right back in this thing, Eric. 39-34. Howard will go out. She has 2 fouls. Megan Young will come back in on the defense.
Man-to-man press.
Yep. Here's the, they can't get it in. Now they finally get it in the backcourt to Wrecker. Wrecker gets the ball over to Richter. Richter all the way down court against Young. She'll take the baseline jumper. No good. Rebound Warner, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score. It's Dunlap 39, Galesburg 34. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mom just can't seem to get around as well as she used to. You knew this day would come, but you had no idea it would be so difficult. You feel guilty. She always took care of you, but you realize you can't meet all her home care needs. When you suddenly find yourself facing difficult issues like this, ask her doctor to refer her to Midwest Regional Home Care. Let them help you make smart, informed decisions so the person you love can get what they need in the privacy of their own home. Midwest Regional Home Care, bringing health care home to you.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax and have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center, we take the decision out of collision.
Terry Cavanaugh here from WGIL. Don't forget to sign up for WGIL's Gift Baskets of Christmas. You'll find a list of participating sponsors online at WGIL.com.
It's Dunlap's ball to start the fourth quarter, and the second pass intercepted by Warner ahead to Boyer. Bounce pass down to Howard. She'll put it up good. Oh, the Streaks have roared back. Galesburg now down by only three. Jessica Howard with 13 points in the game. Reddington's back in. She drives the hoop. Puts it up no good for Dunlap. Rebound, Mynika Warner for Galesburg. Back come the Silver Streaks. They trail by only three. Warner now on the right side to Sarah Baker. Back up top to Boyer. The ball was tipped by Erdlinson, but Boyer got it back. Boyer now looking towards the right. Pops it out to Shelby Pacheco. Howard over in the left corner. She gets it. Fakes the three. Now throws a bad pass, but it is picked up by Boyer as Erdlinson couldn't control for Dunlap. Back to Sarah Baker. Right side Howard. Howard fakes the three. Now on the dribble. She'll take the jumper. No. The rebound. Warner had it, but lost it and picked up by Cruiser. Here comes Dunlap. Reddington will come on the attack right to left as she's back in the game. Hands it off to Lauren Keegan. Keegan now for the Lady Eagles. On the dribble. Galesburg smells a little blood here. Now on the right side. They get the ball to Schrader. Schrader now. She goes one dribble. Works against Howard on the right wing. Back up top to Anna Cruiser. Cruiser one dribble. Now to Lauren Keegan. Keegan, the point guard for Dunlap. Gives it to Jenny Erdlinson, their best player. On the right side now to Jordan Schrader. Schrader, top of the key to Cruiser. Cruiser looks inside. Got it down to Reddington. She had trouble, but back out to Erdlinson. And Erdlinson will take the three-pointer, and it's good. Jenny Erdlinson with 12. 42-36 in favor of Dunlap. Now Baker had an off-balance shot from the right baseline. No good. The rebound controlled by Cruiser, and we'll get a timeout called by Wenskis. It'll be a 30-second timeout with Dunlap leading by six.
The breakdown on the last possession for the Eagles defensively for the Streaks was Mynika Warner. Mynika's playing is right now guarding Reddington, and she's got a significant height advantage against Reddington, who only lists at 5'7". So she's got a significant height advantage. And for some reason, she's decided she's going to play straight behind her, which allowed them to open up the offense there. Because when they went inside to Reddington, Pacheco had to come over, the girls had to double. And then Erlinson was wide open for the three out on the wing. It was a good find by Reddington, but Mynika's got to play half and half. She should easily be able to knock that ball away when it's going into Reddington. She's much longer.
6:16 to go in the game, 42-36. Dunlap leads by six. Joe Wenskis breaks his team. One of the real good guys, one of the real great coaches, the guy you like to see is Joe Wenskis. He's been here for 18 years and coached in the boys program, his second year running the girls. Back comes Dunlap. Down to Keegan. Down underneath to Reddington. Reddington puts it up, but we'll get a whistle underneath and a foul called, I think, on Shelby Pacheco.
It looks like the Streaks are doing a matchup, but double team the pass right now. And it kind of backfired right there as Mynika missed on a steal attempt. They went inside, and Pacheco was late on the defensive rotation. No fault of hers. The ball just got swung around so quickly and got in bad position.
Pacheco's second, the second team foul. Reddington's free throw is no good. Went all the way down and came out. Reddington with 1 point in the game. She's been knocked a little groggy twice in this game. A really physical contest between these two teams that are, well, now we can say pretty evenly matched. Second free throw good. Makes it 43-36. Full court pressure still by the Lady Eagles. Boyer in the backcourt. Knocked away by Erdlinson. Bounce pass inside to Keegan. In the paint, she'll put it up. Good. Lauren Keegan has 14. 45-36 as Dunlap goes right back up by nine. Left side Howard. Howard now on the dribble to Bailey Boyer. Streaks having trouble with the press. Now Boyer pops it out to Howard between the circles. Right wing now to Baker. Cross court Howard. Howard now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer comes back to Baker. Baker will drive the paint. She'll put the running jumper up. No good. The rebound saved inbounds by Pacheco. Picked up by Baker. She'll get it out to Boyer. Will take the 10-footer off the glass and good. Bailey Boyer has four. Big hoop there. And it's 45-38. 5:17 to go in the ballgame. The streak's down by seven. Into the front court, Lauren Keegan now for the Lady Eagles of Dunlap. On the right side, gets a pick from Schrader. Now she'll drive the hoop again, put it up, no good. The rebound underneath Reddington. Right back up, no, and it's pulled off by Pacheco. Dunlap fans wanted a foul there. Here comes Shelby Pacheco into the front court. She'll go cross court to Boyer. Boyer now in the corner to Howard. Now to Warner on the high post. She'll pop it back out to Baker. Baker now on the dribble outside the three-point line to Warner. Warner inside against Cruiser. Back out to Baker. Cross court to Howard. Howard can't get up the three with 4:40 to go in the game. Galesburg down by seven. Good defense by Dunlap. Boyer now to Baker. Right side Howard. She won't take the three. She'll drive the baseline. Take the jumper, no, but she's fouled by Cruiser.
Hey, if Jess Howard wants to shoot those threes, I'm sure Coach Massey would be happy with it. She's got to just catch the passes in ready in shooting position. She's catching them flat-footed, and she's not willing to get that shot up. However, she did a good job right there. She went right around Cruiser to the hoop and drew the foul.
Howard will have two free throws. The first is on the way, and it's good. 14 points in the game for Jessica Howard. Cruiser's third foul, the sixth team foul in the Lady Eagles. Galesburg with only two team fouls. One more free throw for Jessica Howard. Oh, she is unconscious at the line, and it's good. 45-40, Dunlap. Back on the attack, Galesburg. Down to Cruiser. Wide open, 10-footer, no. The rebound underneath, and we'll get a foul called here. I think Howard on the back of Schrader.
Well, and there's it's getting rough underneath on the boards, it looks like. And that time, they went for the over-to-the-back call. Now, the Streaks are going to need some offense here. They need to put it. It'd be big to put in some points here, and they're going to get to go to the line. And it looks like, yes, Jess Howard will get to go to the line.
Oh, it's going to be the other way, huh? They're going to call a foul against Jordan Schrader, her fourth, the seventh team foul against Dunlap, not against Howard. And so the one in bonus will put the Streaks at the line. That's huge.
That is huge, and if the Streaks can get a couple points with the clock stopped here, get this to a three-point game with 4:24 left, it'd be a big momentum boost.
Joe Wenskis wants an explanation. Well, that's the first call we've gotten, I think. Dunlap fans can't be happy with that one as Howard makes the first. She is 5-for-5 from the free throw line. She can make it a three-point game again with this one. Galesburg will not go away in this one. The second one also good. 45-42, full court pressure by the Streaks. Comes into Erlandson, now to Reddington. Reddington on the backcourt dribble, now over the timeline. Left side, Jenny Erlandson. Thought about the three, fakes it, now drives all the way to the basket and missed the easy one. Rebound, Jessica Howard for the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg left to right. Boyer now, ahead to Pacheco. She'll put it up, no. The rebound, Mynika, right back up, good. Mynika Warner has 14. 45-44. The Streaks to within one. 3:55 to go in the game. Back comes Keegan now into the front court. Alley-oop pass to Cruiser. Tipped away by Pacheco. Now Boyer's going to be tripped up, and we'll get a foul called on the backcourt, and the Streaks back to the line again.
Great job by the Streaks, and they're attacking right now in that intensity. They're not feeling bad for themselves. It's amazing how much better you play when you use this intensity and you push it hard. Now Coach Wenskis is going to need a timeout.
Joe Wenskis is going to call a timeout.
And is it full, or are we going to go 30? Still no indication.
We're going to go full. Full timeout with 3:47 to go. It's Dunlap 45, Galesburg 44. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Terry Cavanaugh here from WGIL. Don't forget to sign up for WGIL's Gift Baskets of Christmas. You'll find a list of participating sponsors online at WGIL.com.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you. WGIL Galesburg, glad to have you with us. Boy, oh boy, what a ball game. The Streaks, down in this game by 15 at one point, have come back to narrow the Dunlap lead to 3 minutes, 47 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Bailey Boyer, who has 4 points in the game, at the free throw line with the 1-1. It's on the way, and it's good.
Big free throw right there from the freshman, and she's got to step up here at the end of the game, because not only is she going to control the ball, but she's also going to have to move this offense to keep scoring.
We're tied at 45. Second one on the way. She missed it. The rebound batted around. It's going to be picked up by Reddington. She gets the ball to Keegan, and Lauren Keegan will bring it up court for the Lady Eagles. Galesburg and Dunlap tied at 45. Center court Keegan now on the dribble against Boyer. Drives all the way to the baseline. Now pops back out. Cross court now to Reddington. Reddington will take the three-point shot. I don't know if you want that. The rebound, though, Erdlinson. Right back up. You know the rebound. Pacheco for the Streaks. Shelby Pacheco brings it out herself. On the attack, left to right to Howard. Howard now on the dribble inside the three-point line. Pops it back out to Baker. Galesburg with a chance to take the lead. Howard now on the left side. Gets it back out to Bailey Boyer. 3 minutes to go in the game. We're tied at 45. And Galesburg's going to pull it out a little bit and see if they can get him to come out. Sarah Baker holds the ball up over her head. Now to Bailey Boyer. To Howard.
They're going to eat some clock right here, and the Eagles are going to let it happen. It's a tie game, and Coach Wentz is just telling them just to sit back and make the Streaks attack. Coach Massey playing a little check and making the Eagles extend out their zone so that he can open up the inside for Pacheco and Warner.
Exactly what we saw in the Freeport game against Richwoods when Freeport had the lead. And they wanted Richwoods to come out of the zone and just stood out there and ran clock off. And that's what the Streaks are doing. 2 minutes, 23 seconds, the clock going. Sarah Baker standing out holding the ball. And Dunlap will not come out of the zone.
This goes towards the argument that I've heard. The high school basketball should incorporate a shot clock. And just for instances like this where teams try to just hold the ball.
Well, it hurts your momentum a little bit, I think, because Galesburg really has the momentum here.
They do, but in Coach Massey's defense, you're also on the road, so the momentum could swing in a heartbeat with the other team getting their fans behind them.
Sarah Baker continues to stand the 3-2 zone with three girls from Dunlap across the foul line and two girls underneath the basket. And we're down to a minute 42 as the clock continues to run. We're going to have high drama, high drama in the last minute here at Dunlap High School today. Wow, we're going to come right down to it. The Streaks still holding the ball at center court as Galesburg trying to get Dunlap to come out of the zone defense. Sarah Baker, Joe Wenskis is a stubborn man, the pride of Addison Driscoll High School at Eastern Illinois University. And now Evan Massey is up off the bench, and he's directing them. Let's see what he wants. What does he want?
It looks like he's waiting to call the play, and he's going to maybe even call a timeout here. When the clock gets down under 20 seconds maybe, he's talking to the official right now, telling him he wants a timeout soon. I don't think I've ever seen a team hold for the last possession, last shot, with 2.5 minutes to go in a game.
50 seconds to go as we're under a minute now. 45 all. Dunlap and Galesburg. Galesburg trailed 17-11, 28-17, and 39-34 in the three quarters. We're tied up now at 45 apiece. Evan Massey talking to the official and then talking to his team. 30 seconds to go in the game. Now Galesburg will begin to move the ball. Bailey Boyer has it as Sarah Baker throws it to her. But Massey all of a sudden says, not yet, girls. 20 seconds to go. Now Boyer at center court on the dribble. Boyer now comes to the right side. 13 seconds to go. Left side now to Jessica Howard. Cross court Baker. She'll take the three-pointer. No. The rebound's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Dunlap's ball.
I don't know if you want that three-pointer right there from Sarah Baker. That was a pretty deep three, and you've held it for that long. I can't believe that the offense didn't go into Mynika right there. I know that they were playing that zone, But even still, I thought maybe they'd go inside to her.
She was open, but you'd still think that they would try to get that ball in.
You're home for the last second shot, and now there's 5.6 left. Plenty of time for the Eagles to come down and maybe even run a quick play, a quick screen and pop for a shot. I can't believe they didn't go inside, because even if Mynika loses or misses a shot, or Pacheco, whoever you go inside with, you still have the opportunity for an offensive rebound and a putback. I know you put yourself in the situation that there's a foul, but the Streaks have two fouls in this half. So realistically, what I would do if I'm coach is I'm going to tell them right now that if they get something moving in about 2 seconds or so, commit the foul, not a shooting foul, commit a foul on the ground, make them throw it in with about 2 seconds left and look for a shot.
You could follow them all the way up the court.
They could. They have plenty to give. And maybe that's what coach is telling them right now. Use some of these fouls when they're on their way up the court to throw them out of momentum.
Evan Massey walks about a third of the way out on the court. Dunlap is going to have the ball to our right underneath the Galesburg basket.
Watch a fly pattern right here. Somebody might go flying down the floor. Reddington might throw it over the top.
And now Joe Wenskis, he wanted to see what they were going to do, and now he's going to call a 30-second timeout. And the brain trust on each bench really working on this one.
Quite the chess match here at the end. The Streaks come all the way back to tie this one at 45. And now we're sitting and going to see what the last play is going to be. And I'm telling you, the Streaks bet. Coach Massey better be telling somebody to be aware. They might try to run somebody around and get an easy layup, throwing it over the top, because I would imagine they're going to come out and try their trapping press. And, you know, like we just talked about, I would tell the girls, be liberal with those fouls. You can use them.
They're going to put Warner on the point, which we haven't seen that much this year. And then they have Cruiser. Dunlap has Cruiser all the way back. Pacheco's going to go back on her. Let's see if they foul right away. The Streaks have four fouls to give. Comes in the backcourt now.
Yep.
And Howard immediately will foul Lauren Keegan as Keegan was coming up court. That'll be Jessica Howard's third. That's the fourth. They get the third team foul against the Silver Streaks. So now they're right here in front of us, still in the backcourt with 4.1 seconds to go, and they still have three fouls to give. Reddington gets the ball to Schrader, and Howard's going to come over and foul her.
Don't commit an intentional foul here. You got to be smart. You've got to go for the ball. Don't give them an excuse to make a bad call and send somebody to the free throw line. Here comes Megan Young. They're going to get Howard out of there. She's got four fouls. You don't want her to foul out, because this is looking like it might be an OT game.
So now with 2.3 seconds to go, they only got about 5 feet further up the court before that foul. Reddington now will throw it in, gets it into Keegan. Keegan is going to take the half-court shot, no good, and that's the end of regulation with the score. Galesburg 45 and Dunlap 45. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars and seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Ready for the overtime. Tied at 45. Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson with you. Warner. Mynika Warner wins the tip. Galesburg left to right now into the front court. We're tied at 45 in the OT. Here's Howard with a three-pointer corner. Good! Oh, what a game for Jessica Howard! She has 20, 48 to 45 in favor of the Streaks. Here's Erdlinson back into the front court. Right side Schrader. Alley-oop pass Cruiser. And Pacheco was there to knock the ball away before Cruiser could grab it.
I'm sure Jessica's father's a happy man right now. He's at work listening, and he's probably anxious to see how this one ends.
Comes in now to Erdlinson. She'll put it up and through. Jenny Erdlinson went right around Baker. Back comes Galesburg. Boyer now down to Warner. Warner pops it back out to Baker. Baker's going to lose the ball out of bounds. Dunlap's going to get it back.
Bad pass by Monika right there. Not something you wanted to have happen right there. You would have liked to work a little bit of clock and get a good offensive shot. Now 1-point lead. They're going to have to play defense.
48-47. Streaks by one. We're in overtime at Dunlap. Into the front court now. Keegan. She'll drive all the way to the basket. Puts it up. No. The rebound tipped around. Fought for. Pulled out of there by Schrader. Schrader will dribble and we'll get a whistle here. And what do we got? Foul on the floor, I believe. They're going to call the foul against the Streak, Sarah Baker, her second. That's a fifth team foul against Galesburg. And it'll be Dunlap's ball underneath their own basket. It'll be triggered in now by Reddington. Got it into Erdlinson. It was knocked away, but Erdlinson picks it back up. Erdlinson back up top now to Lauren Keegan. Keegan guarded by Boyer with 3 minutes to go in the OT. Alley-oop passed to Cruiser, but Cruiser was breaking back out, and the ball goes harmlessly out of bounds. Dunlap turns it over.
I didn't think Cruiser was playing very hard right there. I don't know if she's hurt or what, but she didn't really make much of an effort to go get that ball. It's overtime. You got it.
Tired. Comes in now in the backcourt to Boyer. Full court pressure now by Dunlap. Baker still in the backcourt for the Streaks. Over the timeline, Monika Warner. Warner now outside the three-point line. Back up top to Bailey Boyer with 2:50 to go in the OT. The Streaks still up by one. Left side, Jessica Howard. Howard now with a big fourth quarter. She had 6 points in the fourth quarter and a three-pointer in the OT. To Bailey Boyer. She's going to take the jumper, no good. The rebound controlled by Allie Reddington. Out herself on the dribble. She top of the key. Hands it off to Lauren Keegan. Keegan right side. Here's Schrader now outside the three-point line. Left-handed dribble to the paint. Here's the hook shot up and through. Oh, Jordan Schrader's first bucket of the game. What a time to get it. 49-48 Dunlap. Now to Warner. Warner underneath has the ball knocked away and we'll get a jump ball. And it'll be Dunlap's ball on the alternating possession.
Monika's got to be stronger with that ball right there. She's got to want that ball. And unfortunately, she didn't get it, and now it's going to go back the other way.
Galesburg down by one. 2 minutes, 13 seconds to go in the OT. Comes in the backcourt now to Keegan. Double-teamed in the backcourt. Gets it to Erdlinson. Over the timeline now, Schrader. Cruiser all alone underneath it. She'll put it up and through. Oh, they beat the press easily that time. Laura Anna Cruiser with the boo hoop. Goes to Howard on the left side. 51-48 now in favor of Dunlap with a minute 50 to go in the overtime. Left side Howard in the corner, Shelby Pacheco. Back out to Bailey Boyer. Now to Howard. Howard with the three from the corner, in and out, no. Rebound Warner, right back up, no. Rebound again Warner, and she's fouled.
Good play. We saw that play in the first quarter, and it worked well for the Streaks. They go inside. They sent Jessica Howard inside and screen the side of the zone to open her up. Cruiser didn't even see it coming. Unfortunately, Justice could not get that one to go down.
That's Jordan Schrader's fifth foul. She's out of the game. Ninth team foul whistled against the Lady Eagles. Victoria Rickner will come back into the game for Dunlap. Monika Warner, who has 14 in the game, will go to the line. She has not shot a free throw today. Galesburg trails it by three. Minute 41 to go in the overtime. Warner's free throw is perfect.
Now the big question is going to be here, Jim. Does the quick turnaround hurt the Eagles here? Are they going to get gas at the end of this OT? Playing last night and then come back and having a game this afternoon, not something the Eagles have to do a whole lot, I'm sure, this season.
Monika Warner's second is going to be good. 16 points for Warner. 51-50. Full court pressure by the Streaks. Erdlinson now gets the pass, comes over the timeline, comes all the way down. The ball's tipped away. It's going to go out of bounds. I say it went off Baker.
Good job by Sarah Baker. Her engine's still running hot. She's going hard this whole overtime. We've seen her tip quite a few passes away now.
Reddington will trigger it in for the Lady Eagles. Comes into Cruiser. Cruiser against Pacheco. Ran her right over. No whistle. And Evan Massey says, where's the foul there? Anna Cruiser with 4 points in the overtime. 18 in the game. 53-50 Dunlap. Now Howard on the left side. With a minute 19 to go in the OT. Jessica Howard has it tipped away. And we'll get a foul on Jenny Erdlinson. Erdlinson's third. That's the 10th team foul. So Howard will go to the line and shoot two.
And nope, they are going to give this Oh, no, they did. They did give it to her. I thought they were giving it to 34 for a second there, but there's no 34 on the bench. It looks like Jordan Schrader's already out.
So Jessica Howard, who is 6 for 6 from the line today, shoots this one, and it's good. 21 points for Howard. 53-51, Dunlap by 2 with a minute 14 to go in the OT. Full timeout called. Minute 14 to go in the overtime. Dunlap 53, Galesburg 51. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. Listen for details on Galesburg Radio 14. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
What a game for Jessica Howard. 21 points, 6 in the fourth quarter, 4 in the overtime. She'll have one more free throw. She can bring the streaks to within 1 with a minute 14 to go. In the overtime, we were tied at 45 at the end of regulation. Galesburg trails by 2, 53-51 here at Dunlap High School. Boy, Howard had so much trouble last year with free throws. This year she's been great, and she makes this one too. What a game for Jessica Howard. 53-52. Now here's the pass coming into Erlandson. Erlandson guarded by Howard. On the right side now to Rickner. Rickner holds it outside the three-point line to Erlandson. Now to Lauren Keegan. Keegan the point guard with a minute 5 to go in the game. She's guarded by Howard. Left side now to Rickner. Victoria Rickner back out to Keegan with 57 seconds to go in the game. Now they get the ball. Keegan around to the right side to Reddington. Allie Reddington back up top now. They get the ball to Keegan, and we'll get a traveling call. It's going to be whistled here. And Joe Winston can't believe the call.
Wow. That's an interesting call. We saw some spotty officiating in the first half, and he was part of that. But
it
right
turned
there.
Our way.
Officiating
has turned our way after it was so ugly early. And now Galesburg will have it and a chance to take the lead, possibly win the game. And Evan Massey's going to call a full timeout with 44 seconds to go, 53-52 in favor of Dunlap. We'll keep it right here.
Well, you'd have to think after that last possession in the first half didn't go through, Mynika, I'm going to be concerned if we don't see it go inside here. Even if it's just as a decoy, go in, kick it back out to Baker or Howard for a jumper. I just have to imagine that we're going to see this one at least go inside, if not come back out. And, you know, Jessica Howard's got a hot hand right now. 44.2 left. It's one of those things. Do you hold for the last shot on the road, or do you go right after and hope that you score and then stop them again?
In case you just joined us, at the end of regulation, Galesburg wanted Dunlap to come out of the zone, so they held the ball for, what was it, 3 minutes?
Oh, close to 3 minutes, yes.
And well over 2 minutes, and then look for the last shot, but the last shot was a three-pointer by Sarah Baker, so we were tied 45. They did not go inside to Mynika, and your point is that they should go inside because they could draw the foul.
Oh, yeah. You draw the foul, or even if Mynika gets a bad shot up, you still have a better chance of getting a rebound. The long shot will create a long carom.
Comes in now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now. For the Streaks, they trail by 1 with 40 seconds to go, 53-52. Into Mynika, turnaround jumper, no. Rebound Pacheco, but she can't hold on. Reddington took it right away from her. Now in the backcourt, we're going to get a foul on Warner. That'll be her fourth as she was on Reddington. That's the 16th foul on the Silver Streaks, and Dunlap will try it again with 30.9 seconds to go.
Well, now any foul goes takes them to the line, so you have to go for the steal right here. You have to imagine they're going to try to just run clock and look for the foul. I would be tempted to let Reddington get the ball back here and foul her. She's been looked kind of shoddy at the free throw line.
Comes into Keegan. Keegan breaks away from everybody. Comes down toward to Erlandson. Now back out to Reddington. Reddington going to be fouled by Young as Young comes out and fouls her, and that'll be the 17th foul. Megan Young's first. 17 foul, And Allie Reddington, who is 2 for 4 from the free throw line, will shoot the one in bonus here.
Well, and she's got bad form here, and she's missed the front end of both of her free throw attempt trips. So let's see if she does it again here.
Reddington at the line with the one and one. She eyes it. Here it is. And it's in and out. No good. But the rebound, Cruiser. And Cruiser puts it up and through. Cruiser with 6 points in the overtime. 55-52. Howard now on the left side. Breaks away. And we're going to get a whistle here. And Evan Massey is going to call a timeout here. And you can see Jackie Howard upset on the bench as the Streaks will take a timeout. Boy, I tell you, Galesburg has had so much trouble in this early season by boxing out on the rebounds, and they let it get burned on another play there.
It's a simple thing to do, Jim. All you have to do, you have the best position. You have the bottom block. You just have to go into the other player. Now the temptation is always to go right after the ball. We used to do drills in practice where the whole objective on those is to box out so that the ball hits the floor, and once the ball hits the floor, then you go for it, because that proves that you've got the best position because you've boxed out long enough. The girls just kind of give up on that, the box out, and try to go for the rebound. But if you lose your best position by letting the girl slide around behind you, then ultimately we see what happened right there, and that was a big rebound and putback. And I'll tell you, the two hardest playing players for the Eagles so far have been Reddington and Cruiser, not counting Keegan, but inside, Reddington and Cruiser have had great games, and both of them right there, back-to-back plays. Reddington taking the rebound away from Pacheco, and then Cruiser getting the rebound there and putting it back in.
Cruiser, as you said, went right around to the baseline and grabbed the rebound and put it up. She has 6 points in the overtime, 20
man
in the
man.
Game. Galesburg now is going to call another timeout as Dunlap sets up in the man after the first timeout.
They've been setting up in a zone all game, and I think Coach Massey wanted to see what they came out with. And that might have just been a decoy right there. Wenskis might have been telling him to come out and man and drop back into the zone, because I can't believe that they'll play as man-to-man after being zone all game.
So the two coaches, you see now Evan Massey talking to Jenna Finley, Jackie Howard, and Mike Rux, and now coming back, and he's going to talk to the team as Massey consults with his assistant coaches. What do we want to do here if they come out in a man-to-man? What do we want to do if they come out in a zone?
I think, and the other thing that's got to be big, is that the Streaks have to understand that they don't need a three. There's 13.2 left. They're still in the one in the bonus. Get whatever you can get, and then foul.
Jessica Howard will throw it in front of the Galesburg bench. Comes into Bailey Boyer. 10 seconds to go. Boyer now to Mynika Warner outside the three-point line to Pacheco. Now to Boyer. Into Warner. Warner will put it up and through. Mynika Warner. 1 second to go. And they're not going to get it in. Galesburg's going to lose the game. The final score in overtime. Dunlap 55. Galesburg 54. Oh, they didn't. Warner had somebody on her behind her, but she didn't really hit her. Warner got the basket, but was not fouled on the play.
No, and you have to get a quicker offensive set there. It took a little bit too long for it to develop for the Streaks. And I'm sure Coach told his girls, Coach Wenskis, that is, that if it goes in with less than 5 seconds, go ahead and just let it sit out of bounds. So you have to get a quicker shot up in that situation right there.
So the final score, it's Dunlap 55, Galesburg 54 in overtime. We'll come back and talk about it. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg Girls Basketball and WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Good afternoon, Terry Cavanaugh with you for the second of our community food drives going on today at four different locations. three of them to benefit the Fish Food Pantry, and over in Monmouth, the Jameson Community Center will benefit. WGIL is located at Hy-Vee today on East Main Street, and we're certainly happy to be here again. We've had a great collection so far today with non-perishable food items for the Fish Food Pantry and cash as well, so we appreciate your many donations. We're going to be here, though, until 4 o'clock, continuing to fill up the UPS truck here at Hy-Vee. Non-perishable food items include canned vegetables, also peanut butter, macaroni and cheese, even paper products, cake mixes, canned chicken or tuna, canned fruits, of course, soup and crackers, anything that you can help out with. Fish has served over 1,100 individuals through September of this year. So 7,300 as of September, I think. So just a really big number in need. And if you can help us out, just drop off the non-perishable food items for Fish. I'm Terry Cavanaugh for WGIL.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Walk in or drive through for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it. Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
The official WGIL weather forecast for today: chance of light snow and a high of 35 degrees with wind gusts around 35 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 6 degrees with cloudy skies tomorrow, and a high of 22. For tomorrow night, look for cloudy skies, 50% chance of snow, and a low of 19. High of 36 for Monday afternoon. Currently in Galesburg, it is 21 degrees, and you are listening to Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the postgame show featuring final stats, a word with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson with you from Dunlap High School. The news, not good, but what a game as the Streaks fall in overtime, 55-54. To the Dunlap Lady Eagles. Our post-game final stats are brought to you by Hungry Hobo. I know where I'm heading after the game, and that's Hungry Hobo, North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. Let's run down the final stats for you in this one. First of all, for Dunlap, they were led in scoring by Anna Cruiser. She had 6 points in the overtime. The 6-foot senior, what a game, what a player. She played Kelly Ricketts and Rachel Pendry toe-to-toe last year in the regional and played a great game today. Anna Cruiser, again, 6 in the overtime, 20 in the game to lead the Lady Eagles. 15 points for Lauren Keegan, who had 3 straight hoops to start the second half. 12 points in the game for Jenny Erdlinson, who was touted as their best player. 4 for Allie Reddington, 2 points for Jordan Schrader, and Allison Kemen came off the bench. She had 2. For the Silver Streaks, it was Jessica Howard leading the way today. She had 5 points in the overtime, 22 points in the game for Jessica Howard, and she was 8 for 8 in the game from the free throw line today. I think we have to say right now that she's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game partner.
Well, Jim, I was going to wait and save the anticipation for everybody for later, but if you're going to ruin the secret.
Okay. 18 points in the game for Mynika Warner. Mynika had 4 in the overtime, 2 free throws and a basket. Also for the Streaks in the game today, 3 points for Bailey Boyer, 7 for Shelby Pacheco, 2 points for Sarah Baker. Catman Jerry started and did not score in the game. It was 14-11 Dunlap at the end of the first quarter, Then Dunlap outscored the Streaks 14-6 in the second quarter to lead it at the half, 28-17. Galesburg was down by as much as 15 points in this game, but the Streaks roared back. They outscored Dunlap 17-11 in the third quarter to trail by 5, 39-34. And then they outscored Dunlap 11-6 in the fourth quarter, and we were all tied up at 45 all. In the overtime then, Dunlap outscores the Streaks 10-9 to win it 55-54.
Well, and I think that there's a lot of positives that coaches can be able to use out of this game. Unfortunately, the girls had a letdown right at the end.
That second quarter, too, was that hurt them.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you take this back, you have them watch this film. When you're playing hard, when you have that intensity, look what happens. You make a massive comeback in the second half. They outscored the Eagles 28-17 in the in the second half, and they came out like gangbusters. They got some momentum. They had some positive plays, and they were able to rally around that. And I think that's something he's going to have to take back and just say, hey, when you are playing hard, when you're working the press right, good things will happen, and good things did happen for the Streaks in that second half.
Well, the Streaks roared back in the game. They showed a lot of character today. They really played hard down the stretch. And, you know, even though it's a loss, it's a non-conference game. It's a Saturday afternoon game over here. But I tell you, a great opponent in the Dunlap Lady Eagles. And Joe Wenskes has got a real nice team this year.
He does. They play hard. They're physical. They're aggressive. And that's not a bad way to play games, assuming that you get...
He belongs on the Western Big Stick,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I was going to say, as long as you get officiating that lets things go, like these guys did today, almost to a fault at times, you can play that way, and you can have that aggressive game, and it'll work for you. And I don't want to laud the other team too much here, but I'll tell you, that Allie Reddington and Anna Cruz are – both of them, they're load. And I was
Reddington got cold cocked twice. She was out of the game, dizzy. We saw her stagger.
And we talked about how at the beginning of the game how Megan Young kind of has fit at times the player and the role of doing everything, setting screens, getting loose balls. Reddington is that player for the Eagles. She was all over the floor. She was aggressive. She'd get the ball. She didn't score much, but she got the rebounds when it mattered. She pulled that big rebound away from Pacheco at the end of the game, which set up the free throw, in which Cruiser, another heady player, was able to get around and get that rebound and put it back in for the game-winning bucket. The important thing to realize, too, the Eagles are a senior-laden team. Their starting lineup was all seniors. The Streaks have a lot to look forward to if we can see them garner some consistency like they had in that stretch run in the second half.
Well, last year it was Galesburg, Dunlap, Geneseo, Alleman, and Rock Island in the regional at Geneseo. So I would guess we would have the same teams again this year, since Dunlap, this is probably the closest we ever go on a road trip to Galesburg, even though it took us a while to get here today. But as the crow flies, this is the closest that we are ever to Galesburg. And I would guess that wherever the regional is going to be this year, that we will see Dunlap probably in that regional tournament, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks will meet them again. And that certainly, today's game on Dunlap's home floor certainly bodes well for the future, because Galesburg is going to do nothing but get better.
Well, yeah, and we've talked to a number of opposing coaches who have said that. I'd rather play the Streaks in November, December than in February, because when we get to February, this team is going to get better, and we saw that tonight. This is a game that if it was a couple weeks ago, we might have seen the Streaks mail it in at the second quarter, and they did a great job of turning it on and coming back. They were getting beat on the dribble drive. They weren't getting rebounds. They were committing unforced turnovers. They didn't do those things when they were making their comeback, and that's the kind of stuff that will stick with a team, and if they can build off of this, we could see the Streak team get better in a hurry.
Tonight, the Galesburg boys team, coming off their 68-62 upset win at Rock Island, will be in action again at Metamora. That's an early start tonight. 6:30 is the tip-off. Mike Perry and Jim Lee will have the pregame show at 6:10 tonight here on WGIL. And our next broadcast is going to be coming up on Thursday night as the Coach Hatch and the Alleman Pioneers will come to Silver Streak Gym. Those three games, I should say, if we include the regional game last year, were something to see. And so we'll be seeing Alleman on Tuesday night. They also are 2-0 in the Western Big Six Conference. So it looks like Galesburg, Moline, and Alleman will be the three teams in the conference. And in a week from today, we'll have two games, a 9 o'clock start, as the Streaks will play Monmouth-Roseville back at Knox College, and then in the evening a 7:30 game against the Macomb Bombers. We came to the game today in a 2007 Nissan Murano from Galesburg-Lincoln Mercury at 120 North Broad in Galesburg. This is a luxury SUV with heated seats, Bose sound system, all-wheel drive, and 24 miles per gallon. We hope that you can go over and take a look at this car at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury. See Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury, 120 North Broad Street in Galesburg. Our interview with Coach Evan Massey is brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Well, your kids showed a lot of character today, Evan, coming back after kind of a miserable second half of the first half, but they played great down the stretch.
Very happy with, you know, it's a game. We didn't get the win, but in terms of performance and stuff, we leave it, you know, on a good note. If we'd had a second half like we did the first half, you know, I'd be miserable right now. But, you know, it's unfortunate, and I think one of the things that will make us better is that, and I don't mean it as an excuse, but just a fact that I think some of the kids need more of a threat that, if they're not focused and they're not intense at the start, that they're going to have to sit on the bench. And right now, we don't have quite that threat, and we need it with some of the kids that way. But, yeah, you're right. We came back. Second half was a good finish.
What's the difference? What happened?
Well,
did you say something to them?
Sure, of course you did. But,
you know,
I don't think it's anything that's said. I think, you know, there's a pride factor that kicks in. But you look, I think as a coach, you can't fall into the trap of say, you know, we didn't play hard. Because I think that's a way of the coach. There's times that you believe that, and at times it's true that it's kind of a way that completely puts the blame then on the kids in terms of what they're doing. Today, I think you look at in the first half, we didn't rebound. They got too many second shots. In the first half, we got beat off the dribble defensively. And, you know, whether that's an intensity or a focus area, I thought in the second half we did those things. And so now all of a sudden, instead of them setting up in their press, we get some rebounds. We're able to get out and run. And that makes a little bit of difference in terms of what we did. And in general, I thought in the second half, except for a few times, I thought we were more aggressive attacking the pressure and kind of came to score.
Did you want Sarah Baker to take that three at the end of regulation, or did you want the ball to go into Mynika?
Well, I didn't want the shot that early, but I didn't want to take a timeout because we knew what defense they were in, and I wanted to go against it because I thought we could get some shots. And what we were doing is we were running where we screen the weak side. We skip it to Sarah Baker, and Sarah was told if she was open, she could take the shot and to look inside for Mynika. And I think the end of the game stuff, kids get a little excited, and Sarah, if she would have waited just a second, you know, you've got the dump inside to Mynika off that and different. But we're trying to do all that without a timeout, and Sarah's on the other side of the floor, so I'm not sure how much of that she heard. But she had an open look, and that's a shot that she could make, so it's all right.
Coach, I don't want to there wasn't one play, obviously, that won or lost this game. A game is a complete game. But can you talk a little bit about the defensive rebounding off of free throws? It seems like the girls just aren't getting the box outs.
You notice that, too. I think we've worked on that some, but obviously not enough. We've gotten better. But, I mean, that's one of those, especially you've got to, at the end of games, you got to have that focus of, you know, we get that possession and, you know, we're right there then with it. So, unfortunately, we didn't get that. And, you know, that's a tough one because you look, there was so much space. We didn't have any contact on the block at all. And then, you know, obviously the last play, you know, isn't what we wanted. But, you know, that I have to accept responsibility for that because when we came out of the timeout, we had a zone thing. And they came out man-to-man. So we said, okay, if they're zone, we'll run this. And in the 30, we said, if they're man, we're going to do this. And it was a play that we normally do run to hit Mynika going to the basket. But ended up, you know, was specific of said, you know, that we wanted Jessica to set the screen down lower on Mynika so she had more space to get open coming out to the top. But what happened in the stuff, I didn't spell out and say we need the three there. And obviously we didn't, you know, get a three there. But that's, you know, hopefully it's something we grow from. And like you said earlier, it's not one play that wins or loses a game. But as painful as it is losing a one-point game, the thing that's good about it is that it forces everybody, you know, as a coach, players, it forces you that you can look back and all of a sudden that one mistake is a bigger deal. And so all of a sudden now, you know, maybe it's a good lesson for some of our kids that all of a sudden that careless pass against the press, you know, that dribble in the lane when I'm posted up, all of those things all of a sudden, and the not blocking out on a free throw, maybe it becomes a bigger deal. And it's, you don't want kids to take responsibility for losses individually, but, you know, it's not all a bad thing for a high school kid at this point in the season to feel the weight of the loss themselves and make them feel like, hey, I need to make some changes.
Jessica Howard had 22 points in the game, Evan. She was 8 for 8 from the free throw line. She had 5 points in the overtime. We talked about her a little bit before the game. She has really stepped up, and it's hard to believe she's a sophomore.
Did an excellent job, yeah. Really, you know, proud of her, you know, good effort there. And, you know, all of them. You know, Bailey was outstanding there in the second half, I thought, of attacking pressure off the pressure. Sarah's done a good job passing. But we just, you know, I'd say if the the moral of, you know, if you put one thing of, you know, why did we lose today, today's a turnover day, I think.
Yeah. And you shot 16 of 19 from the line. Your free throw shooting continues to be great.
It's free throw shooting is always good if the right kids shoot them.
That's right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. We'll take a break and come back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You have a chance to give your favorite charity $100, and it won't cost you anything. Simply fill out a Hometown Hundreds entry form at F&M Bank, located on East Main Street, and also at North Henderson and Fremont in Galesburg. Or you can enter online at WGIL.com. All the entries received through Wednesday will be eligible for a random drawing on Friday. If your name is drawn, we'll make a $100 donation on your behalf to the nonprofit organization you indicated on the entry form. After the weekly drawing, the entry forms are cleared out, and we start it all again. So be sure to enter often. Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and WGIL.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Interactive sports talk with scores, expert analysis, and so much more. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game has joined us along with another sophomore. And our Crunch Time Player of the Game is Jessica Howard, and she's up here with Jamie Johnson in our broadcast area. Tonight, Jessica Howard had 22 points in the game, 5 points in the overtime. Jessica, you were 8 for 8 from the free throw line. You know, there was a time this year you were shooting 100% from the free throw line. I think you've only missed one.
And then I missed that one. Yeah. I was so mad.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, Jessica.
And last year you struggled at the line.
I know. That was my goal, was to just not miss any this year. And so far, I thought I've done okay on that. You know, I'm happy with it. My slider's only 50%. I think I'm a little higher than that this year.
Yeah, you've got to be like 80-90%.
Well, it's not your fault you missed that. Jim jinxed you.
Yeah,
before we were going in, he had to mention and jinxed you, and you had to miss the free throw because of that.
Well, it's a tough loss, but congratulations. You played a wonderful game tonight. Tell us a little bit about how it was. A pretty physical game against Dunlap.
Yeah, well, the first half, I think we struggled a little, but in the second half, we all just really stepped it up, and we made good passes, we took good shots, and I think if we just get to where we played the whole game, we'll win those games, and we're going to get there. We're going to win. So
what's your – you know, you had an air ball on a three-point shot from up top the other night.
Yeah.
It looks like you're more comfortable in the two corners. Huh?
Yeah, a little. I mean, I just had to forget about those, just keep shooting.
So. Now, Jessica, has Coach told you that even if you go through a dry spell – I mean, we saw you go through a dry spell in the middle of the game where you didn't hit any after going 2 for 2 at the beginning and then hitting 2 at the end. Has he told you that he has the confidence in you to keep shooting those?
Yeah, you just need to keep shooting. You know, just if you miss, they're going to go in eventually, so – just keep shooting.
It's hard to believe you're only a sophomore.
I guess,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. You know, last year you used to stop shooting those threes,
yeah,
but now you don't.
don't know.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Jamie, tell us about the sophomore team. You guys lost a tough one today.
Yeah, we started off pretty good, but then at the end there it got real tough, and we were down by 10, like at halftime or so, and then we started coming back at the end and couldn't pull off the three at the end there because it's pretty hard.
Yeah, it was. You had a great chance at the end, too.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You're 4-3. A great season so far. Girls, thank you so much for coming up. You're going to get left by the bus here, so you better get out of here.
Thanks, girls.
That's Jessica Howard, our player of the game, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, and the girls are making for the exit. So I guess Evan Massey's still here talking to Aaron Fry of the Register Mail as they're right down in front of us. And Jamie Jansen, our thanks to her for speaking to us here. The sophomores lost 48-45. So, well, a loss today, but you know what? I feel a lot better now than I did when they were down 15 in the second quarter.
Yeah, Jim, and I think that's the important thing is the comeback. And like we talked earlier, this is a young team, and losses like this are actually positive sometimes, and Coach talked about that. It makes the girls kind of man up and look at themselves more reflectively after the game. And I think that's an important thing for a young team. And this is a young team. If this was a senior-laden team, you would be questioning maybe a little bit more what happened on the stretch that let things down. But they played the senior team, and the senior team came up with the big plays. And I think as the season progresses, we're just going to see these streaks get better and better.
Well, you know, Evan Massey, I thought, made a real interesting point when he said that there's no pressure coming from the bench of against players who don't perform, that they'll be yanked out of there and put on the bench. So we see these kids when they get down a little bit on the floor with their heads down like they were in the second quarter, and they just get out-hustled and beat to the ball.
Well, we've talked all season, or all early season, about the fact that when Whitney Daylor is eligible to play again and Maddie Boyer comes back and is eligible to play again and they get out of the doghouse, I think that it'll be important for this team because you get two upperclassmen, and then you add that depth and the ability for them to bring those players in as kind of a threat. And I think ultimately this team's just going to get stronger. And we talked early in the season about the fact of how big this is for the younger players to get meaningful minutes at this point in the season. If those two players weren't there, you wouldn't have that. And that's just going to make this team deeper in the end.
Because when Galesburg comes out, there's only six players right at the beginning of the warm-up for the varsity game until the sophomores come out and join them.
It's one of those psychological things. They're just trying to psych out the other team that they only have six players coming out. But, no, definitely. And when they get those two players back, I think we're going to see a better team in the long run because you have more people there to come off the bench, and you have experienced players coming off the bench.
Our thanks to Joe Wenskes, the head coach at Dunlap. Boy, I tell you, what a great team, and what a great guy, and what a hard-playing team the Dunlap Lady Eagles are. Our best to them until we see them again in the regional, and thanks to Evan Massey, and our thanks also to Zach back on the board for spinning the dials back at the Galesburg Broadcast Center in downtown Galesburg. Our interview with Evan Massey was brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. The sophomore final was Dunlap 48, Galesburg 45. The streak sophomores now 4-3 on the season. And the varsity final in overtime, it was Dunlap 55 and Galesburg 54. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. Stay tuned tonight for Silver Streak Basketball. The boys will be at Metamora. Mike Perry and Jim Lee with the pregame at 6:10 and the tip-off at 6:30 here on WGIL. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streak's Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and